painted that
red or what?
No, I painted it gray.
Oh, is that what
it's
it is?
Gray. Yeah.
I told them to come to the window.
Right. I told them to come around back. Yep. I'll have to put a light up there.
Okay.
Put some lights out there. It's arrow.
Right here.
That's funny.
All right.
It's like entering in through the vagina.
I think we're good. That's my favorite thing. What are we doing? We're going to do some of that after this?
Yeah.
Let's do some of that vagina.
We're going to do some of that after,
yeah, after this. Let's go get a whole mess, whole mess of that vagina entrance. We get done here.
Yeah, he was like trying to have sex this morning, and I'm like, dude.
It's Sunday.
It's. Do you realize that I have Saturday. To get to work
yeah,
in 5 minutes? Like, we ain't got time for this right now. We got
5 minutes.
You've got time.
Well, where have you been? do you need anything? How do you feel? Let me hear you again. What were we saying?
I only need two.
Two. You need more. See,
yeah, you need two pump chunks.
I need some more sound.
There you go.
Yeah. Put me up. Yeah. Welcome to the podcast. Oh,
see, put number up. Two. Pot number two. It's got that weird crackle.
There we go.
It's okay.
It is okay.
Just, you can block him out. It's no big deal.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Kool-Aid.
I can turn him up over there. Okay. Well, good. This is fun. All right. So what I'm going to do is... You guys, we'll just get going, and I'll adjust it as we go from there.
Okay,
I'll start with the thing. We're gonna go live here. We're set to go live in 10 minutes.
Oh,
so
that's nerve wracking.
Amber, if you need to pee,
you know what, I probably should.
Because I thought you might, because you're pregnant. No. You got a baby on your bladder and it's pushing.
Always.
You got a baby on your bladder and it's squeezing. Hey, can we make yogurt with your breast milk?
Yes.
Ew.
Did you hear us talking about that? What
I
do you
did,
think?
I did.
Have you ever tasted the breast milk?
Yeah.
He likes it.
Is it sweet?
It's super sweet.
Okay, so I'm right.
It's like sweet cream.
What?
Yeah.
Like you could rub on your thighs? Just
like, oh, no, like the sweet cream ice cream.
No, like
rub sweet cream on it.
Yeah, it's super, super sweet.
It's super sweet. Okay, that's good to know. We're going to talk Mothman, obviously, but... now, have you been listening or do you listen to the paranormal podcasts?
I do. Okay. That's the one with Jim Harold, right?
I don't. What are you listening to?
Paranormal one, and then there's another one. But I think the paranormal podcast is Jim Harold.
Okay. Yeah. Where do you listen to that
one? Jim Harold's coming on our show.
Do you listen to that on Podbean?
Yeah. I listen to everything that I do on Podbean.
Okay. And that's called Paranormal Podcast?
Yes. And that's with Jim Harold.
And it's good?
It's really good.
Are we sharing? What are we doing? Thank you.
All right.
Hey, I am totally down to let y'all experiment with my breast milk.
Delicious.
Just paranormal podcast.
Paranormal podcast. And I'll say it with Jim Harold.
There it is.
He's really, really good. He's the one who's coming on our show here soon. So
maybe.
Okay, so.
Well, I may have to step in and talk to him since Tom lost it.
He's going to get it back. He'll be okay.
Yeah. So I follow that one. Monsters Among Us.
I listen to that one.
I
as
like
well.
That
yeah,
one.
Yeah, I do too.
I like that one.
And then, let me see which ones I have. I have Monsters Among Us, the Paranormal Podcast, and the one I really like, well, it's everything, but I'm really into their UFO one is UFO Paranormal Radio.
Oh, I think I saw that. Paranormal Radio. But
does it look like that?
Yep, I got it. I'm following that one. But that one's weird. It sounds a little kooky. The very first time it sounds like it's live as well.
Yeah, and I like the guys and I
are
like
it. Are we live
but
right now?
No.
No.
Why not?
I don't know. We're
why
not.
Are you waiting?
Why are you yelling at us?
Because you wanted me to pee.
Yeah, but she's back.
I pee-peed.
Yeah, she's here. Because this is good stuff that you should be talking about these
special
podcasts on there.
No, there's only two podcasts we talk about.
Yeah,
yours and ours.
Yeah, exactly. Right. It's good too. Anyways, that podcast, the UFO Paranormal Radio, the very first time I listened to it, a guy called in and they're like, okay, let's take this caller. And he goes like, hey guys, I just want you to know that there's a race of crazy Amazon women aliens that are taking men with big dicks.
Yeah. They let some people get carried away.
Yeah,
you're like,
well,
wait
and
a
they
minute.
They were like, whoa.
Wait a minute. Yeah.
Well, I want to see
how about Weird Darkness?
I don't have that one.
That one's pretty fun. Okay. It's a guy telling stories, some fictional, some nonfiction. And then, Paranormal Almanac.
Oh, haven't heard of that one
Almanac.
Either.
And then the Bigfoot, too. I enjoy the Bigfoot ones.
I got you a Bigfoot.
Yep, got you a Bigfoot.
Oh,
yep.
Jesus Christ.
The one Bigfoot, which is...
when you put water on it.
I believe it's Sasquatch Chronicles. Yes, she did. She got me the little... It's about that big.
Yeah.
And I'm going to put it in a big jug of water. And
love
it's
it.
Going to fill up that whole jug. And it's going to be like a... Well, that's a Bigfoot fetus.
Yeah. Yeah.
They'll notice Bigfoot. It has no hair.
Yeah.
It doesn't develop that until the 23rd week. You know, they gestate for 89 weeks.
Oh, good to know.
Well, they have to... Bigfoot have to grow really slow.
They do?
Well, yeah. Get those big feet. Hey, I liked that. I liked how that worked. I'm going to do this after that right now.
A good one, too.
Podcast with Sean and Shayna Swallow. Except for you, pregnant lady.
None for you.
I get some Diet Coke.
You just know
that's right, it's the swallow.
Yes. I got like 6 more months.
Yes. Because the swallows are here.
5 minutes.
Make yourself comfortable.
Then you're the DD from now on.
She's driving on the 4th.
Hey, everybody. The swallows are here. Well, you caught us. We were just chatting before we got started, but we're started now. Anyways.
Yeah. Want to say who we have with us?
We have a paranormal, Code 3 Paranormal with us right here. The second best podcast on Podbean next to Everything Swallow. But it's really because
I can't argue that.
It's a different genre. We'll give it number one.
Yes.
And it's
we appreciate
space.
That.
Yes. Thank you.
That's and, so yes. great.
We've got Amber and Troy.
Yep.
And we're excited to have you. Now, this is your second time here. You were our very first Friday the 13th podcast.
Yes, we were number two. We
here
were.
We
No, very first Friday. Oh, that's right.
Yes, we were 13.2.
Oh, we had
remember?
Scott. Yeah, that's
yeah.
right. That's
yeah,
right.
we were 13.2.
Oh, and he gave us our welcome to the Everly.
Yes.
I should use that one.
Oh.
Where right, am let's
I
let's start this over.
Oh, okay. You know what the podcast has to say about that?
Boo.
I
blew it. New stuff, so we're all good.
Oh, I
got
love it.
New adapters, I'm telling you.
I feel like I'm gonna have to get some like ghost sounds and stuff to add to mine.
I bought two of these today just because I only needed. I bought four.
That's not gonna give him
two.
Ghost sounds though.
I know. It, well, maybe ghost stuck in a box.
Wait a minute.
Is that like a dick in a box?
A dick in a box.
Love it.
I hear it. Ebenezer.
That's a dark movie.
Yeah. Oh, it's super dark.
But great.
It's really good on stage.
I haven't seen it on stage. But I'd love to.
I love playing.
We've seen it downtown
at
the Mule.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Because it's in the smaller one. It's not in the big theater.
It's in the stage.
Yeah. It's in the stage theater, maybe.
That's the one right across the little walkway, right, on the other side.
Well, this one is Catty Corner.
Yeah.
So, like, the big one is here, and then it's over here.
Yes, yeah. I've been in
that one. Yeah, yeah, it's great.
And you walk in, and then the stage is, like, right in the middle.
It kind of makes me feel like I'm in Comedy Works.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Never been there. Why haven't you taken me there?
Sorry.
We saw...
Yeah,
what
just
was
took
it? Life
once.
Of a Salesman.
Yeah. We saw Death of a Salesman.
Death of a Salesman.
Oh my gosh! Have you ever seen it?
Wept freaking play.
I had no idea what to expect when we went because it was a promotional thing for this radio station, and I was like, "Yes, let's go." I've heard it's this iconic thing. Holy mackerel, is it?
Because
and the actors that we have in Denver,
right in there, right?
Right, so like
and
we're
they,
in it.
Yeah,
in
and they'll room. Walk up like because there's like you know 6 seats like here,
right.
and they'll walk up next to you and like. You just feel
wow.
their energy so much. It's the
that
same when you go to the Christmas story.
Okay.
Is that what it's called?
Okay.
Christmas Carol?
Christmas Carol.
Yeah.
Christmas Carol. Yeah, and that is the same,
the Christmas
man.
Story
and
is like, for Gile.
We started taking our kids there when they were young because Ariel was in theater. So we were like, oh, we're going to take her to that one because it's pretty inexpensive. You can take your whole family. We went with her acting class a couple times.
Yeah.
And then after that, we were like, oh, yeah.
Hooked.
We're hooked
I
on
it. I have to go there because I love...
Take your kids.
It's worth it. And you can buy like a pack. like a family pack that's multiple shows through the course of the year.
Wow. Oh, okay.
So it's like it's a bigger investment up front, I think. You
but
know
it's
what
worth
I mean?
It in the long run.
But it's cheaper in the long run. Or do that lottery thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, where you stand up front.
Well, you go down and you like draw a number.
Yeah,
and then it's not very long. It's right before the show starts. Yeah, and then if your numbers get drawn, you get super cheap.
Isn't it really? Oh. I thought it was that morning. I don't know.
No, it's right before the show.
We'll have to try that. I've never heard of that.
Oh, it's so fun. It's so fun to go down there.
It's been a hot minute since I've seen any. I think the last thing we saw was Legally Blonde.
Oh,
yes.
Really?
Yes.
I submitted all of my stuff for an audition opportunity for a play, a musical.
Oh.
In downtown Littleton, at Littleton Town Center for the Littleton Town Players or whatever it's called. And it's John Denver's Almost Heaven.
Okay.
And there's like four male parts. I've looked at some videos on YouTube of some filmings of that play. And so it's like John Denver and his buddies.
Yeah.
And a couple hippie chicks, you know,
that's
and
awesome.
Tim Red. But I think that we should do something good, you know. Almost Heaven. You know what I mean? It's just kind of, it looks super fun and 70s. And so that's what I asked Santa for, was a John Denver songbook. I'm going to learn all his songs on my guitar. Just for fun. It'd
Have
be fun to do
good?
At parties. I've been real good.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's checking that list.
Hey, and he gave everyone who is a Patreon member music.
Yeah,
and it is really good.
That's
really good.
Yeah, right. You like that?
I
my
do.
Originals? Yeah.
I would, honestly, like, when we talk like this, I'd never imagine you being a singer. And then when I hear your
really?
Voice, I wouldn't.
Oh.
I don't know. And
he's
then,
great
and then
he's great.
It's just, I don't know. I just couldn't see it. And then you're like, I put Christmas music up, and I'm like, check it out.
Yeah.
I am a Patreon member, so I will get it.
All you patrons, I appreciate it. Yeah,
he is a jack of all trades.
Yeah, and it was really good.
I sing. I don't dance.
Oh.
I'm still looking for a dance instructor.
It's
someone
not me.
Email
it's
us and everyone swallow
he's
podcast.
He's
got
to learn. I put
really,
it up.
He's got two left feet.
No, he's got two finger guns.
I do finger guns
and
thumbs,
that's
man.
All it is. That's it.
You got to roll the dice.
Just like me.
You got to roll the dice.
No, I forget to do the dice because I'm so busy with the finger gun.
The sprinkler. If he doesn't do finger guns, he just does thumbs.
No, finger guns is almost too much movement.
I just love on the movie Knocked Up. He's like, he's doing the dice thing too much. The whole time he's doing it. Love that.
Absolutely. Well, anyways, what have you guys been up to?
What up, Bird?
We actually
up,
just
Dina?
Did a ghost hunt last night.
Yeah.
Oh. What? Where at?
This one was at Tracy's place of employment.
Yeah, yeah.
So we go there periodically. And we didn't get anything to start with. At the end, though, we started getting stuff. But
what
know,
is stuff?
So it would be last night we started getting like, we'll set up a flashlight.
I wish you'd have brought some of your equipment. We could have just been sitting out here while
and just went over it. We'll have
no,
to do that because we have to have a part three of this.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just had it going because we waited till after we talked about it and then we started doing stuff.
I was going to say, you know, like the flashlight. So yesterday they set it up and we just kind of let it go all night long. And it wasn't until towards the end when we were just sitting there BSing, you know, laughing and make cracking jokes.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden it started to flicker. And then we asked a question, you know, like.
It would turn on
do
for
we,
us per
is,
the question.
Is it somebody that used to work here and it wouldn't do it? Like, are you a new to us? And then it turned on for a yes. And then, you know, it just would kind of answer questions and then it would kind of stay on. And we're like, okay, turn it all the way off. We know that you don't do need us to reset it. It would shut it off, like almost play tricks, kind of joke around. And I was kind of right in the line of sight. And I'm that non-believer that's kind of like still skeptical.
You could tell she was like,
I was like,
the
what
hell?
The heck is going on?
And
why is this flashlight turning on and off?
Yeah,
itself. And it, like, all of a sudden,
is it
goes,
like an LED? Or was this
no, just a regular flashlight?
It's your little, the smaller mag lights will turn it off just barely. So then we'll tap it on the table to make sure it can't turn on its own. And when it's not, and we'll just set it there.
Okay.
But just lightly, you have to turn it just lightly to turn it on.
I understand. I've got one.
Yeah, it's one of the, just a little mag light.
Yeah.
And then we just ask it yes or no questions.
The little 6-inch or whatever?
You know, yeah. So, you know, you may ask it, you know, are you a male? You know, turn on the light if that's yes. And they'll. You know, they may or may not do it.
Let me grab my flashlight.
Yeah, absolutely.
As simple as that, if we have a
really
ghost
is.
Hunting tool right here in our midst.
It really is. There's a lot of things you can use.
And then why? What causes it? What do you think? The ghost creates an electrical field, an energy field around that flashlight?
It's the energy that they're obtaining.
Fills the void there between the...
Absolutely. It's the energy they're taking from certain things.
Interesting.
That's pretty fun.
All right. Okay. So... what else? What other tools to use? I'm going for the flashlight.
Okay.
Okay. You, you get that flashlight.
We used the spirit box. We didn't really catch much. It was almost like you would, it was trying to, you know, trying to say things in there, but we didn't really catch much through it. But we, you know, we spent a couple hours there and we didn't get much until the last like 20 minutes. But then, you know, when Tracy was asking questions, I'm like, why is it I'm sitting here in the direct line of sight of the REM pod, which a REM pod has four different colors on it, and they like touch the antenna and it would light up the colors and makes a noise. So it, all of a sudden it started going off, and they were kind of back in the cubicle, so they couldn't see either of it. They could see the shadow of the light when it turned on.
Right.
And the REM pod, they couldn't see at all. They could only hear it.
Right.
And here I am, like, why are you doing this in the direct light
of
like,
me?
Outside of me? And Tracy's like, are you trying to mess with Amber? And sure as shit, it turned on bright. Like, yes. And I was like, all right, now I'm a little freaked out.
Just click the, yeah, there you go.
So it was a lot of fun to go and, you know, because there's kind of quite a few deaths there.
Yeah. Interesting.
All right, so what did you do there?
So yeah, we just set it up on your kitchen table there.
On the counter.
Counter.
We're at the table.
We're at the table. That they switched up on us.
Yeah. Switched it up.
So we'll leave it there and, you know, we can see if it turns on. We can ask questions as we go.
So you're knocking on it. I saw you over there knocking.
Yeah, I knock on it to make sure, because you want it just lightly off that it doesn't take a ton of energy, but you also don't want it too little that it's going to turn on its own.
So just, if the heater kicks on and then
and shakes, yeah,
and shakes,
so
it, it's going
to
come on.
Knock it to
and
make
do
sure
the SOS.
Yeah,
whoa,
and
SOS.
I'll make sure.
Send help now.
All right, yeah. So
it's the chicken.
That's what I was saying. So is that you all?
You can do this at home. Essentially,
yeah. If you feel you have something in your house, you can set this up at home if you have a little flashlight.
Totally. Just talk to it and see what happens.
6-inch mag light and the batteries. I noticed when I turned it on, they're pretty dim. It's got the, it's kind of got the creepy yellow.
Yes, it does, yes.
Because the batteries are pretty low. So that's another thing that I want to look for. So if it pops on really bright, then I'm going to freak out.
Yeah.
Because the batteries were low, right?
Yes.
You saw that too. So you set it up just right there. So this is something that you could do at home if you want to try it.
Absolutely.
Do your own ghost hunting.
But you got to also understand, it doesn't just happen right away.
Well, of course not.
You know, like we went throughout the whole building.
Oh, yeah, exactly. I understand that.
And, you know, sometimes they have to fill you out and see how you are and
to
how
respond.
Yeah, like if they're even comfortable around you and all that.
So. Well, I saged yesterday, so
they may be gone.
Why
would you sage before we came?
I forgot. Well, because I'm
something
trying to get rid of something
else.
There's a Casper in here or something. Wants to,
Casper's the good one.
I know. He wants to pop in and say, yo, I'm down. But I had to, I was in some bad mojo, so I had to do it.
Yep. Dang it.
Maybe that's our problem. We need to sage our house.
Especially in the podcast
I'll
room.
I'll leave your podcast room alone.
Yeah, no, he needs. This is for his livelihood. Bring on the ghosts.
Yes.
I will leave it down there.
Especially those pictures that we took from my grandpa's house.
Yeah.
They're up on the wall.
Okay.
There,
the
Hamiltons and stuff. So.
Well, I've been listening to a lot of, I've been listening to a lot of paranormal podcasts. A lot. Like I've been
it's addicting.
I've been binge watching nonstop.
So are
when
you
I
ready
have,
for when you come with us to the next hunt?
Ghost hunt.
Well, so I
half.
Feel like that I am. I've got some like schooling because of listening to all these podcasts.
Yeah.
And you hear different stories, like, you know, disappearing man and you know what I mean.
Sean's like, I don't want to go because I'm going to disappear now.
No, not men that I'm going to disappear. Men that you see, you know, the guys in the
they're there and then they're gone.
They're there and then they're gone.
Like
they're
shadow there, people and stuff.
Shadow people.
Yeah.
That's it exactly. And like, you know, Shayna swore a month ago that she was like, I woke up and there was someone at the
end. I was standing on my side of my bed.
What do you look like?
The shit out of me.
What do you remember what you looked like?
Yeah, I had like a brown suit on.
Yeah. So very
an older gentleman.
Yeah, and a lot of the stories are at the end of the bed. Like one of the big stories through history
like
is being having your legs pulled.
Yep.
Oh, that's
okay.
Huge.
I had the sitting in between. But no, it was weird. I woke and then I woke up. Like in my dream I saw, and then I woke up and I was like,
so when she told me about it, I thought nothing of it. But the more I've been listening to some of these podcasts, and which are call-in podcasts.
Yes.
Excuse me.
Which
when
are
that
great.
Happens. What do you want?
Whoa.
Like,
you're like,
trying
I'm trying to sleep.
Let me
what
do you want?
Sleep here.
Can this wait, please? I'm going to get up in 2 hours. Like, come on.
Can you wait till the last 10 minutes, please?
Yep.
So I'm not scared.
I'm not being rude.
I don't not believe, and I don't believe.
Yeah, you're just like, you're open to the idea, but it...
That is where I'm at.
That's where Amber's at.
Well, yeah.
She's not like a full believer, but she does have an open mind that it's possible.
Yeah. You hear so many stories from all, you know, this guy's got phone calls coming all over the place, and a lot of things are similar. Like, I have never asked Shayna exactly what the guy looked like.
Yeah.
But this was a month ago, and since then I've listened to about 80 podcasts.
Oh, geez. Yeah.
And I've heard a lot about the disappearing guy, and it's the exact same definition or description. Yeah. Brown suit, very thin, just standing there looking at you, wearing a hat sometimes, sometimes not.
Yeah.
Older.
Yeah.
Out of a time period, like out of place.
Yeah. Is he doing that, you know, like, I mean, creepy breathing over you?
No, I just
standing there.
You know, but I guess maybe like when you're a mom, right? Like as soon as that kid walks in your room, you're like boop, and you look, yes, open your eyes and you look at them and it's like, what? You know what I mean? Are you okay? Yeah. And that's what it was. But it was in my dream, and then I woke up and opened my eyes and there was nothing there, and I was like, oh, I don't have time.
I wonder why he's in the house.
You know,
I don't know. I thought that too.
Or was.
Or was.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you did sage.
Yeah.
Jeez.
I saged, yeah.
There's always one in every household.
I know.
You know, it's usually one. You know, it'd be interesting.
I got it from my mom. I learned it from her.
It would be interesting to have Tracy talk about it, too, because Tracy has vivid dreams.
Yeah.
Shadow.
You know, all the time. And I do, too. Dreams. We were talking about that yesterday. I was like, since my grandmother died, I literally dream in color, and it's very vivid. I could, and I have a hard time sometimes distinguishing between dreaming and reality.
Yeah,
well,
Sean
feels
will,
the same.
Sean, like I'll be having a bad dream, or I'm in my dream and I'm screaming out, or I'm crying, or I'm, you know what I mean, I'm beginning to act out my dream, and then he's like, wake up.
Troy had to do that.
This
to me.
Is real.
Yes, I've
look
had
at
to do
me.
That to her.
I'm
yeah.
real. Look at me. And it's right. just like, and
this
then you're
is
like,
not happening. Whatever is happening, right. is not happening.
We were in my dream. We were at a house, and like we were using a pendulum. And Troy is like, I have to go to the bathroom. I was like, don't leave me here. Something's not right. Like
right.
there's not right here. So I'm following him to the bathroom, and like then somebody's trying to come in through the door, and he's like, well, I'm going to go this way. And it starts sucking me into the living room, and I can't breathe. And literally, in my sleep, I can't breathe.
Yeah.
And he just hears me going,
you're gasping. I'm like, what?
And I'm trying
hell?
To scream for help, and I can't.
I
and he
hate
wakes
that.
Me up, and I'm like, thank you for waking me up, because I probably would have just died. Like,
wow.
I was dying. Sorry. I couldn't breathe.
Yeah, I hate those dreams.
Don't
yeah.
dream like that.
I trust me. We think it's PTSD from when we had Landon, because... You know, I thought I couldn't breathe when I had him with our C-section. And so I'm like, oh, maybe you're right. But it's those kind of dreams that I have quite a bit.
Yeah.
And I don't know
what it is. I feel like those are also
what
anxiety
is.
Dreams,
yes,
too.
Absolutely.
Because, like, when I'm super too busy and too deep in, I always have dreams of me, like, in a big house. It's not my house, but it's a big house, and I'm running through it and rushing through it, and I can't ever
find
my
way
out
all
and it's
the
just
time.
Every room and every outside staircase, and it's just like,
it's like the house grows.
Yeah, yeah, and it's like I want out there, but it's just going and going and going, and you're just like this panic and this manicness comes on, and you're like, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god, and then I'll find myself, because I've had them so many times, I find myself soothing myself in my dream.
Oh wow!
Like, calm down, calm down. You can
see,
get out
good.
Of here.
They can do that in your dream.
I wish
but
I could do
yeah,
that.
That's
I
great,
have
yeah.
a hard time.
It is just because they got so severe for a while that it was like, okay, come on. What is really happening here? And then in my dream, I would be like, scream out.
Yes.
Scream out. Like, I'm fucking stuck in here. Scream out. And then that's usually when he wakes up.
That's
and then
when
he's like, oh my God.
Trying to scream for help.
Yeah.
And I
like,
can't
really
scream.
Vocalize
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then I'm whimpering or making some sort. Sometimes I get the word out. Oh, like, fuck you!
Yeah.
Or something. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. She'll wake up cussing.
And
stuff.
Then he's like, oh my God!
What the hell did I do now?
I feel like Sean and I should both maybe get an award for saving your guys' lives. You're welcome.
Absolutely.
You're welcome.
You know, but the scary thing is I was having those dreams when he was working overnight.
Oh, yeah.
And I
that's
like,
horrible.
And I trying sitting there, and it feels like hours and hours of trying to wake yourself up, but you cannot get out of your own head and body in your dream to
get yourself to wake up. And then
scary.
When you do wake up, you're all fucked up.
Oh yeah,
because you're just like, and then you're alone, and you're like, fucking...
Your heart's pounding.
Yeah.
And you can't go back to sleep.
Like, you're looking around your house, and you're just like, okay, everything's normal. Everything is normal. Yeah. That's why people would always... Oh, why do you get up when he gets up? Because that's why. When he leaves, I have bad dreams.
And that's the
same thing in ours.
I tell him.
Same thing in our house.
He's like, no, you need to sleep. And I'm like, I cannot sleep.
I can't sleep.
Like,
and when I try, I have bad dreams. And then I'm like, oh, I knew I should have slept.
Yep. She stays awake, too. And I'm like, text her. I'm like, go to bed. Yeah. Like, I would be sleeping.
He gets up at 4 a.m. And I'm like, hey, I gotta be up. I might as well work. I gotta get my stuff done anyways.
Yeah.
It's hard for me. And he's like, you're crazy. And I'm like, you're right. I know. I wait up till 11 o'clock at night, 12 o'clock till you get home. And I'm waking up before 4 a.m. every morning. Like, I don't sleep.
Like, sometimes when I'm really exhausted, it's like, okay, I know he's going to be home in like 2 hours. So I'll like take a half hour nap, short nap, where it's not where you actually get so deep into a sleep. You know what I mean?
Been there, done that.
Yeah.
Like, there's sometimes where I have to tell him, I'm like, hey, I'm going to be upstairs. I have to lay down because I'm not feeling well, especially now being pregnant. I'm like, I got to lay down. I'm tired and I'm not feeling very well. And he's like, no, you're fine. Go to sleep. And I'm like, no, you don't understand. I can't go to sleep. I'm just going to be resting.
I'm going to be resting. Yep. Or then sometimes I'll tell him, just text me.
Yeah.
Text me in like a half hour. You know what I mean? Like, text me in this amount of time because...
Wake me up. Don't let me sleep past 6.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'll set an alarm to text her and shit so that she doesn't have a weird thing. Because I know it gets her. I don't know why.
I'm right there with her. Yeah.
It's horrible.
She's a very sensitive girl.
I hate it.
I feel you.
But I don't know. It's the same thing. You know, you hear everything in your house.
Yeah.
Your kids stir. You're like, whoop.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes he'll be like, how the hell did you hear the dogs? Over, because we have... Not one, not two, but normally 3 fans going in our room at one time.
Holy crap.
White noise, man. You gotta sleep.
That's not white noise.
Trust me.
Get an app, bro.
Right. It's like Antarctica.
Holy
they're all like, I'm
crap,
freezing.
You're freezing your poor wife. So unless you're cutting glass at night while she's sleeping.
It's horrible. But then he's like, how did you hear the dogs? And I'm like, you could hear a pin drop being a mom.
Yep.
You will hear anything. Even if you're 2 blocks away, you wake up, you're like, those fuckers out there.
I make him crazy because we'll be watching TV and then I'll just mute it. And he's like,
it is crazy how much.
What did you
hear?
And I'm like, I don't know. Give me a minute. You know? And then
I do the same thing.
Okay, nothing. It's nothing.
It's, okay.
It's just, or it's Ariel, or it's Kim, or it's, you know what I mean? It's like, no.
Yep.
I do it all the time.
She'll hear the dogs pee. Hitting the floor
while I'm sleeping.
While she's
wake
sleeping,
me up. This is what I do. When I wake up, I'm like, outside.
I did that. The dog, I could hear it, like trying to, like, kind of whining, and I was like, oh my gosh, it's about to poop. It's about to poop.
Yeah,
and I got there to try to get it outside, and it splattered all over the other dog.
Right.
Poor dog. But
it's like,
you could hear it. You could hear all those things, and I know.
That's so great.
He could sleep through a freight train, you know, like anything.
Yep.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Awesome.
Except for if I have to get up to pee. And then he's like, oh, the wind of the fan changed a little bit.
I can hear, like, the air. It's the weirdest
thing. Do you think that it's weird that this is probably why a lot of abduction stories are men? Because women ain't going to be like, oh, you get the hell out of here.
Yes, what the hell?
You ain't abducting me. I've been probed enough by this motherfucker.
So true.
Yeah, I think we just answered it all.
Because I've been listening to a lot of podcasts lately, and there's a lot of dudes.
I know.
Like, there's a lot of men that feel like they have been abducted their entire life.
Yes.
There are.
Probed by the aliens.
I'm sure some.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, you know,
I think he just answered it. I think
it just came to me. Like,
game over. It's answered.
That is hilarious.
All right. Well, we had you guys on here because a few weeks ago, I brought up the story about Mothman, the West Virginia story about the maybe seen, unseen, so-called apparition, angel of warning of death.
Yes.
Possibly alien giant owl apparition that showed up there.
Yes.
On the bridge. That is come from the dirt.
Yes, the dusty moth.
Which, you know, some of the things that I some of the things that I read and watched, and the like, I watched a bunch of like documentaries and people doing their own investigations and stuff, and going out and looking for the Mothman and all that stuff.
Yes,
and the fact of the matter is when you get out to the TNT area there in that county, whatever
it's it's West Point or it's Point. West Point, Point Pleasant.
Point Pleasant, West Virginia. Yeah,
yes.
Point Pleasant, West
I always
Virginia.
Mix around the words of the damn thing.
And so when you get there, they do go down into the bunkers, you know.
Yeah, because they're open now.
So just to recap, everybody's on the whole thing. I'm going to you want to give the whole, because you're the paranormal guy. You're the guy that's supposed to be the expert. You want to give an overview? I know you had Tom do it.
I like how that sounds. I know. Tom.
You had Tom do it last time. Because this is his most favorite cryptid.
It was, and that's why we left.
Cryptid.
Cryptid.
Cryptid. And so you let him lead the Mothman, but go.
Yeah, so
give us a quick overview so we can go from there.
Because
Shayna knows nothing.
I know nothing, and now
and
I'm
she's looking
at
costumes.
She's looking
up. I look over. Yeah,
that's what I look at when I look at people. I look
it's
at costumes.
Big now.
I'm
it's
like,
big
hmm.
now.
Well, and now it's in the game. You know, Fun Force 5 or some shit.
And I was just
I don't know what the name of the game
YouTube
is.
It was in Fortnite. It was, Fortnite it was in.
Yeah, but there's...
That's not what I was listening to today. It was something that you were talking about.
Yeah.
They were playing the game, talking about the whole story.
And it's the most feared or the hardest
Ben said
bad
when
guy.
He came over.
The hardest bad guy, yeah.
It's not Fortnite. It was...
It's...
I
know it was in Fortnite, lease, and then it's been in a few things.
Thing.
Yeah.
Who's that? Tell her you want your $20. Tell that lady you want her frick, your beret, and her $20. I bet you she spent your damn $20. Anyways, it's in a game right now, so it's really popular.
Yes,
and
it's
supposed
growing
to be a
every
big
year.
Deal. So the Mothman myth is growing. But let's go back to the history. Let's start from there. And not worry about the game.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's a lot of stories on the first sighting, but the first one they seem to relate it to is a couple guys that were out. A couple guys, yeah, two men.
A man and a woman.
There was a girl.
No, there's one before that. That is the first. Yes.
It depends on the story.
Exactly, but the first reported.
We do know there was two people.
Yes, there was a guy and a girl driving down the road.
Okay.
That's the most famous one, but the first reported sighting is of a couple, or not couple, sorry, but two men working in a graveyard in the morning.
I've heard this one.
Yes, and that's where they see this big humanoid creature, 15, 20 foot, you know, wingspan on this, red eyes. Yeah.
Yes, the just, eyes.
Yes, it's always the red eyes. And so it's massive, and it flies by. They're the first ones to report it, but they didn't say a whole lot because, one, they're grave diggers and whatnot.
Yeah,
so,
that's what I got, too.
I like it.
Mothman.
We're dressing up like that
I
next
love
year.
It.
Yeah,
I
right?
Love it. They do have a Mothman festival every year. We
yes, they do. Now, I'm going to talk about that later as well.
Yeah. So the main ones that they start with, as you talked about in 1966, was with the couple driving down the road. It drops down in front of them on the highway on Shane. You okay over there?
Yeah, keep going.
All right.
I just when you said that to me, I had the scene, like, is it Jeepers Creepers? Or
it kind of reminds me of that, yes.
Okay.
It does.
It totally does.
Yep.
And I don't know if that's where they got their inspiration, but it's fitting that movie would be.
Okay.
So it drops down in front of them, stares them down, looking at them. And, you know, same description. It's a massive humanoid person looking owl, animal. It's you know, there's a lot of descriptions to it, but...
Right.
They all say the same, you know, the wingspan is 10 to 20 feet, give or take, and just it looks like just a beast flying around.
Right.
And so this goes on. The whole town in West Virginia starts thousands
now, is it
of
killing
sightings.
Things?
It's not killing anybody. It's not killing anybody.
Well, now what it
not
yeah,
that
it
was, not, well, yeah, not that we're sure because as we get into it, essentially it's seen around this town. This town ends up having this massive bridge crash.
Now, wait a minute. I want to go back to her question. You're jumping over a story.
Right?
Because there is an account where it attacked and landed on the roof of a car.
It does.
And it left huge, very Jeeper Creepery.
Yes.
Okay.
And it did land and in an aggressive way kind of have an interaction with those men and those people in that car and their vehicle. So there was physical.
And the sheriff did come out and look at it. And
the sheriff
said, and they had even researchers for like animals and stuff come out and look at it, and they couldn't describe where the claws come from.
Exactly.
So what year did this happen?
It started in 1966. Yep. I don't know which year with the attack on the car, but the first reported sightings were in 1966 around November.
Could
November
it be
12th.
An alien?
Well, that we'll get to that. That is some belief that it is aliens.
There is that. There
yes.
Is that.
So, going with that, though, that you do have the car incident. You have the guys in the graveyards who first spotted it. And then it's spotted thousands more times in this town.
Well
then they
thousands felt. This is a
big number.
It is cited dozens of more times.
Yes, but there's like 1,000 stories, I think is how.
Well,
over the many years, you know.
So... And then the bridge, I can't remember what the bridge's name, but it was between Ohio and West Virginia. And it ends up collapsing. Several people died in this collapse of the bridge.
Right.
And the day before the bridge had collapsed, there was a sighting of Mothman on top of the bridge.
Yeah.
So that's where the belief comes in. He's either there to be a warning, or he's the one who made the bridge collapse.
Ah. No one knows.
No one knows. Yeah. So
it depends on who you talk to.
So now, this first original sighting of him, was it like on an Indian reservation?
Yes, it actually is.
Well, yeah.
All that area is.
Good question.
That
guys.
Is a very good question. Nice. Dive in deep there. It is. This is actually that town.
The Silver Bridge.
Right.
Silver Bridge, yes.
That's what I'm saying. So, like, is it?
It is native land.
Yeah.
All that area. And they have tons of museums in Point Pleasant that are native. Native American stuff. So,
yeah,
yes,
yeah.
It was okay. All that stuff. So, and that is belief, too, that it comes from that. So, nobody knows, you know, the intentions, good, evil.
What right. It is.
Exactly. Right. But.
What's the latest sighting?
Chicago.
What year was 2017, that?
2017, there was about 40 sightings in Chicago.
So, where's Ben Sensen?
Don't know. But it disappeared for several years since the 66, too.
Oh.
And so the question is, why did it go from Point Pleasant to Chicago, which when we looked last time is about, as the Mothman flies, as Tracy said,
yeah.
Right.
Was about 8 hours away. So why the big
jump
in land?
Maybe there's more jumps, but you don't know.
Maybe.
Because he's not seen or
maybe.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I want to jump into a little PBS special, okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
Mothman himself. What about a local teenage prankster who found it fun to jump out at cars driving at night in the TNT area while wearing a Halloween costume?
Yeah.
Hoaxes like these could have happened on more than one occasion, but that doesn't really explain the Mothman phenomenon.
It's a small town.
Small
town. You're
probably wondering how we've gotten this far without mentioning the Mothman prophecies.
Which is written
by
John
Keel, the book and its 2002 film adaptation are the most important texts for how the legend took root outside.
Yeah, and I watched this lady. She's really good about it.
She went to Point Pleasant in December 1966.
She goes into him
to explore the Mothman and other supernatural sightings in the area. He interviewed a lot of the original witnesses and even claimed to have experience with what he calls ultra-terrestrials. I read the whole thing, and it's a doozy. Honestly, the book seems more concerned about UFOs and Men in Black than Mothman.
So it's kind of the whole story is kind of all over the place.
It is.
Right?
It is.
And
hello.
I mean,
said hello.
Oh, hello there, Hickson. There's also, you know, talks of the giant owl. What is that, the Great Hornet? Here, okay, listen to this guy.
Point Pleasant. People were really interested
in
that.
I'm surprised we haven't talked about that
and
one yet.
Actually, the town wasn't. The town didn't believe it, although there kept on being sightings. The newspaper kept writing about it, but it was mostly tongue-in-cheek. It was all that. Quite frankly, still is today for most. One time someone said, we'd like to talk to some people that don't believe in the Mothman. I said, pick anyone on Main Street.
All right, so it's all over the place.
It is, but
it won't go away.
No, especially now with the new sightings.
Right.
So is this just some people starting up a new myth in Chicago, or are they really seeing this?
So,
you know, 40 years later.
All right, go ahead.
Okay.
She's got something to say.
She's so ridiculous, right?
She's all over it.
I'm really reaching here, but I just had a thought, like a little vision in my head, right? Okay, it's like alien classroom, and they're like, okay, this is your assignment now, and then they go out and do the because like Slender Man, because like so many other weird things.
Is Slender Man who you saw in the room?
I don't know.
Is it Slender Man is in a black suit, isn't
he's
he?
In a black suit,
yeah,
tall
really
looking.
Lanky, skinny.
Yeah.
Right, but and he's the one with no
like
face,
death.
Or he has the wide open mouth.
Yeah, just straight. Yeah.
Like the man you seen or saw, was there a face?
Yeah, no,
he finally changed an outfit, went brown coat.
yeah, maybe.
The black got old.
That's right.
So,
I don't know, I'm just saying, you know what
ahead.
I mean? It's like, I don't know, if there are aliens, it totally makes sense that there'd be different, like, species of aliens, you know,
absolutely.
Different races
absolutely.
Of aliens.
Could this be a shadow person?
Well,
you know,
yeah,
down?
Is this some group of species that we don't know about? And maybe it's not the exact same one you're seeing over and over.
Yes.
But maybe
there's more.
They're cousins.
And there's
you
reports,
know what I mean?
There are
there's
reports that the Men in
them.
Black did go and harass some of the witnesses
yes.
that we
right.
found out
yeah.
as well.
Yeah, see?
So, and
I think that's a real thing, because, like,
and they gave the same description of the Men in Black as, if you've ever heard the description about them, they're just awkward. They're mm-hmm. weird. Their bodies don't match
right.
their face. Something's just, like, not right about the people
right,
when they show
right,
up to your
right,
door.
Right.
you know.
And yet they want to bully you into telling you yes. to see something.
They never get violent or anything, yeah. but they try to intimidate
The power of persuasion.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? Oh, lady.
Why is this lady calling
Because she's drunk and she wants
is she
us
calling
to go
you
to the
in
bar.
Messenger?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's what day is it? Saturday?
Right. Saturday.
Saturday.
Oh, yeah. They're
going,
all up
they're
the
going
bar.
To
oh,
yeah.
They're
yeah.
drunk
yeah.
in
oh,
here.
Yeah. And she's with Taryn, the girl.
Oh, the girl.
Ooh, that girl.
That one. We all know that one.
Oh, no. The Wook.
The Wook.
Yeah, I'm good with that. Luckily, they don't know where we live, do they?
No.
Well, shut our door. Shoot, everyone does.
I know. The world has.
You guys showed up. All right, so.
How do you think we found you?
Are we going to do a round table? Because you're now, you just have heard about the Mothman. I played you a little bit of audio. There's more.
It's a great episode to watch on PBS.
This PBS, I'll put the link in the description and stuff. Because it really is. It's 22 minutes. Yeah. And she gets from start to finish.
And she goes down the bunkers. You can see.
She does?
Did you see all
the bunkers?
Yeah, she goes.
It's where the World War II used to be.
So it was a military base where they used to house munitions. There is some belief that they also housed nuclear weapons, but that was never proven. But they do know for a fact there's munitions in there. So this happened until we dropped the bomb on Hiroshima and whatnot.
Totally could
Hiroshima.
Be an alien.
Hiroshima, sorry.
I don't know how you say it.
I think it's Hiroshima. Yeah. So.
Well, they're afraid that... Well, so that's like...
Or a mutated
it's a former
guy.
World War II
That's what
site.
I thought. Yeah. It was their leftover radiation. Yeah. Like I said,
I was on that with you.
Yes.
That's what they were... That's what... When I was... Because I didn't know anything about Mothman either until I was researching it more today.
Yeah.
But reading about it, they were thinking that this... That Mothman came from the radiation, and the guys talking about it had a good point. They're like, well, with that much radiation, wouldn't it just like kill you?
Yeah.
Which it could,
well,
you know?
Well, kill you, or is there a mutation? So here you go, Shana, just so you can see what's going on here.
That allows them to attract myths like this. I'm not surprised being here now that there were so many Mothman sightings. I'm actually not. I don't know. I think it's probably a bird, some kind of giant bird, maybe mutated. Maybe just abnormally large and freakish, but there's something. And the way this forest is so creepy, there's definitely
Those are the old bunkers there.
A way that imagination could have run wild. 100%.
That girl's pretty.
Personal
Thank you.
I have also been in a lot of creepy forests, and this one tastes the cake. I don't know.
It's a just creepy vibe.
Yeah.
You know?
It does. It looks like
Mothman
a very...
It would be great if Mothman ran out.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Snagged her up like an eagle catching a fish.
Flew away.
Oh, like that hot. Grab that baby.
Yeah. From mysterious humanoid to prophetic demon. Guardian
the red
angel
eyes.
The red eyes.
Ultra-terrestrial.
Yep.
With scary monster to cute cryptid and everything in between. Interestingly... No witness has ever reported this creature harm to humans.
See?
Maybe he really is just your friendly neighborhood Mothman.
You know, he's
And he's dusty.
And he's dusty.
Okay.
He's not far
He'd
off
have to
from the character out of The Tick.
Ooh, yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
the tick.
I forgot about The Tick.
Yeah, right. Howard or whatever
his little
name is.
Antennas.
Yes.
Well, I think it's interesting. And I don't think that it has anything to do with the bridge collapse.
No.
You don't think so?
I don't.
All? Okay.
I really don't.
What do you think it is? Because I know after you listen, you like text me right away and you're like, hey, we got to do a part two. And so I knew you had an idea what you thought this could be.
Well, so at first I thought it was an alien perhaps coming to take a temperature, you know, of the environment.
Yeah.
And because they knew a natural disaster was coming, because what was they determined about the bridge is that it was a girder or it was like something really
that
simple that snapped.
Yeah.
So it was mechanical. It
yes.
was something they were able to explain why it happened, not some out of the ordinary thing.
Yeah, like what the hell happened? We can't figure it out.
So what if it was an interdimensional
fight
person being
and then he showed
alien
up
and
angel right now
that was there to try to warn in a way keep people off the bridge because there was something or there to observe how everyone would respond post
the traumatic
experience because they were there to watch people normally, but it freaked them out. I can't explain the scratches on
the car
so. Because there was that one aggressive thing. Now,
yeah, and we don't have the car today. We don't know.
Exactly.
You know.
Now, I've also begun to think, was it not aliens at all?
Okay.
And is it completely made up?
100%. Like mass hysteria? Like
no,
just built on it?
No,
or?
Not mass hysteria at all. Like something someone made up, one kid, one couple, one group, and you know how people are.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, because you touched the mass hysteria thing.
Yes.
But like
we touched
the story
changing and it grows.
Do you hear that Amber and Troy are out necking out there by TNT and it's all Mothman? A big giant moth. Well, they said it was probably a big crane, but I heard it was a crane that was going to get them or something like that.
Yes, you and throw out a little bit
blah,
of...
Blah, 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 blah. And then 6 weeks later...
I think it's a little like that, but a little backwards. It's like, oh, my God, did you see that? That was really weird. Something really weird just happened to me out there. Oh my God, that's Mothman.
Yeah,
Mothman
yeah.
was
you
out
know,
there.
There's
the people that saw it, the seed.
Yes, there is.
Like, oh my God,
the people that saw it, they that ended up going to the hospital. They were high, and so people were like, okay. Like at first, they were like, okay, they're
well,
seeing things because they were high,
right?
But they all had the exact same story. Mm-hmm. They were like, okay, if you're that messed up as that,
yeah,
they
you
were
gonna have the same story.
How does not each story change? So that's when people started to believe, like maybe there is something with it, because. They were all really messed up, and nobody was by each other when they were talking about the exact same story.
Right.
The thing is it was a really small, tight-knit community.
Yeah.
It was a small place.
Yes, and that's
so
going to grow
so fast. Those people
who
died on those bridges, on that bridge collapse, they were like, they knew each other. Those were friends, family, neighbors.
Okay.
And then there was a hoax or something that happens right before then.
Yeah.
Which gets kind of the town joking, like tongue-in-cheek, like the sheriff guy told her.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, this bridge collapses, and then... Not another talk of it because we've just lost 162 of our friends.
Yeah, so you're not going to keep this myth going alive
that
we started. That
was a joke. That was stupid shit. Don't even talk to me about Mothman. My Aunt Sarah and Jimmy from work died on
that
bridge.
I could totally see that.
You know what I mean? So now they are making, I heard, over $3 million a year in that small little town. They make more money during Mothman Festival than they do the entire year.
It brings in a ton.
It spawns their whole community.
Well, and them having that museum has put them on the map, you know?
Exactly.
The Mothman
and now the
museum.
Video game with the Mothman, you know what I mean?
It's grown out of control.
Okay. Yeah. People of Earth.
What?
Have you seen that show?
Oh, you're trying to get me back,
people
back
of Earth.
To reality.
Earth is that little town, and in that little town, there's a ton of abductions.
Yep, it's
there's
a TV show.
There's a ton of alien sightings, and the aliens are living in the town with the people.
Right.
And they're helping create all these things and do all these things because it's like
experiment.
An experiment.
And they're all, there's grays, there's aliens, there's the white one that's all, hey, I'm an alien.
Well, like we said in the first podcast, what if he's coming out once a year during the party, the celebration?
Nailed
that's
it.
The only time he can come out in public.
Right.
And oh, great costume.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, there's because if you've watched any videos from Mothman Festival, it's not only the drunk fest, about. Tenth of them are in a Mothman costume.
Yeah, everything else is everything on the planet.
Yeah.
I also think that the original sighting could have been a great horned owl or barred owl or whatever they're called. The big one. This one. This is the one right here.
But they said it has 10-foot wingspan.
I understand that. But it's hard when you...
I don't think that's the right
thing. No, that's an owl. That's an owl.
That's an owl?
That is an owl.
That looks like an alien.
That looks like an alien.
Exactly. I did that on purpose. Because is an owl. And that's why these owls have a lot of times been associated with alien sightings, alien abductions, because people see these owls.
Yes.
And this particular owl will glow red in its eyes when light refracts.
And they're very, very bright. I've
and
seen
they're huge.
Yes.
These owls can get up to 4 feet tall.
Definitely.
So when you get them in the air and
are
you've
you
got
kidding
an eight.
Me?
No, look it up.
So, it's like as big as me.
Yep. You don't realize the fact that there's still birds out there flying around
that
look
big,
like aliens and are giant.
And
so we have a crow in this neighborhood, one crow in particular, that I swear when he's going over the top of this house, he looks 12 feet long.
Yeah.
From wing to wing.
Absolutely.
But he's not.
And you got to remember at night, the shadowing, everything, it could look way bigger. It could look a lot smaller.
And owls, when owls are moving, They make no sound.
No, they're quiet. None. It's going to be.
Their
Mothman
feathers are.
Makes no sound.
And what if it did?
Mothman made no sound.
No, they said that his sound sounds like a little mouse, like a field mouse. Just like,
oh, that's right. There is some sounds.
And that's why they're like, it's not
scary. That was the mouse it was holding in its talons. It was flying away.
Bingo.
It was hunting.
So, but, and with that, what if there was some nuclear waste left over? It got into it and even made it bigger.
Right.
You know,
right.
And now it's just flying around. But why all of a sudden do you think the Chicago sightings, this is 40 years later, that they just pop back in?
I can't say why, other than someone, maybe a video game producer, maker, manufacturer,
put out something.
Trying to create, just like, just like 3 years ago.
To sell it.
Oh my God, all these creepy clowns are just standing on the edges of forests, and then all, they're holding these red balloons, and then 2 months later, the movie It comes out.
Yes.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
So
totally just pre-selling it.
Exactly. There's a lot of money being made on this Mothman myth.
Oh, absolutely.
Right. And especially it's not just in this little town of Point Pleasant in West Virginia. Now there's EAS or whatever video game company.
Yes.
I don't even
the
know anymore.
Game
that's the only thing
out.
I can think
but
of. Those
the
are
all
bad,
the, yeah, the sports
that was,
ones.
That's
yes,
the only
yeah.
thing I can think of. Activision. I don't know.
The game that came out is Fallout 76.
Fallout.
And that one that launched in November. And so that's why it became so big.
November, we got a lot of people
November
here real
14th.
Quick. There's RRW, Mary
and
Poppins,
when,
Freak Child,
when
G-Pegs.
When was this last sighting?
Danielle is here.
17?
The last signing in Chicago was when?
Chicago was in 2017.
Oh.
When was Fallout released?
This year.
Does anyone in this room play Fallout and know about the Mothman and would like to chime in and tell us about
so
it?
That would be,
November of 18 is when
so that would be perfect
the
because 2017
before.
He puts it out.
Good timing.
But how did it only get put out to Chicago? You know what I'm saying? How did
Chicago's
that
market
national?
Number one in some areas, so it's got to be.
There's no
there's
way.
A reason.
Like that, they're about to blow themselves up.
That doesn't mean they don't play a lot of video games.
Right.
Well, they learned that somewhere. But Grand Theft Auto. I have no idea.
I feel like that would be
it's
a market
obscure.
You throw out around the U.S. at least to 4 or 5 places versus just Chicago.
It's close enough to West Virginia. It's
maybe a distance
still thing. Some of that proximity stuff.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
proximity awareness or memory, you know, from the old.
Yeah.
You don't want the old timers. It's, I don't know. I can't explain the Chicago kind
of
stuff.
Oh, wait. There was a sighting this year in Chicago.
Ah.
Danielle says this is really close to her. I'm guessing maybe she's in West Virginia or Chicago.
No, it's Danielle.
Oh, that's Danielle. It's not close to you. You don't live by her.
The paranormal
freaks
her
out. Mothman. I was like, oh, we got this lady in North Virginia. West Virginia. What's up, freak? I have no idea what Fallout is or Mothman. And this person doesn't even believe Chicago exists.
But I can understand.
So this says, according,
flat earther.
According to the UFO Clearinghouse,
okay.
The latest sighting of Mothman took place approximately at 6:30 p.m. on November 26, 2019, though the witnesses did not come forward and report his sighting until December 4th.
Oh.
Huh. I don't know.
Okay,
I don't either.
Danielle says she's had quite a few paranormal experiences, and I would love for her to call in and share one right now.
Absolutely.
Right?
This is we're doing a paranormal-themed podcast right now. If you
have
seen Chicago and you think that it exists,
she calls in.
We would also – what if she calls in? Let's talk
she
to her.
She calls in. She said you're going to shit your pants. So.
That's fine. I
not the first
not
time.
Wearing them.
It's okay.
Earlier, you don't have headphones. Who are you? It's 2019. They come with your damn phone.
Yes,
I'm not. I don't believe you.
Because Chicago doesn't exist.
Yeah, yeah.
Headphones don't exist.
Headphones don't exist. Are you in Chicago right now?
I can drive over there.
She can. She's like,
so close.
She's like 7 blocks away.
You could walk over.
I will ride my bike. I'm limber. I rode a bike today.
She said, shut up, Sean.
Well, anyways, type us some and I will read it.
Yes.
I myself.
I don't believe in
you. I don't think I've. I don't think I've ever really had a paranormal experience. I do Bigfoot haulers and I knock
on
Bigfoot
stuff too. Yeah.
When I'm up in the woods and I want to. And we went to Bailey.
Yeah.
And talked to the woman at the Bailey Hotel.
Tons of sightings up in Bailey.
She told us about hers when she was a kid. We just rolled up And it looked closed even.
Yeah.
Colorado is the number one sighting for Bigfoot.
Yeah.
Bailey is like up there.
Well, hopefully, too, on the 4th, when you guys go with us to Georgetown, you'll get something.
I love Freak Child.
I know. That's what I'm really hoping is that we get something good. Because I want something good on the 4th. You guys are coming with us.
Where? Oh,
Ghost
Town. The place?
Georgetown.
The Ghost Town, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You're driving.
Yes, we're driving.
Yeah.
We're driving. She's driving.
What day is that? It's a Saturday.
I think it's...
Saturday.
It has to be a Saturday, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's a great place.
That's the only day I can do anything is Saturday.
January 4th?
Me too.
January 4th.
January 4th.
What time are we going?
We're starting...
It's starting at 8:39.
Okay. At the p.m.?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't go.
Yeah. We'll get you something to keep you awake. May have to inject it, but it'll work.
Any extra Adderall.
Everything's
throw them in your Christmas card.
That's right.
What's Riverdale Road? Freak out.
Okay, now is that from the show also?
Riverdale?
Mm-hmm. Supposedly it's a haunted stretch of road where you drive your car down there.
Yes.
It was a family that was killed or a couple that was killed.
There's a lot of stories. There's several stories.
My dad was a scary story.
We'll see who's first.
But it was at a crossroads.
Now, your dad has a very, really descriptive story. About an encounter.
Yeah.
Kind of recount it a little bit. It's a man.
No, so it was always a myth, right? You go out to the crossroads.
And
you cry out, and you will see Satan, whatever. You'll see something.
Okay, yeah.
So they went out and they did that, and one boy went down there because they're all like, "No, we're not doing it. We're not doing it." And one boy went down, and he cried out, and they said, and then they heard all kinds of stuff, and then he came walking back to the car just silent. And he never spoke again, and his hair was white. And they took him back, and they were like, "We have no idea. We haven't, like, you know."
Yeah.
When you just leave him at the emergency room doors.
Her dad tells it with conviction.
Yeah.
And that's not his only story,
but it's one of the better ones.
Absolutely.
Crazy.
And they grew up out in the middle of nowhere in Kansas.
All right.
You know?
What'd you find out about Riverdale?
Okay, so Riverdale Road is actually here in Colorado.
Right.
Yes,
right.
It's
and
up
so
north.
They say that it is the most terrifying place in Colorado that you've never been to. So there's eight facts that I see. So literally the gates to hell. A jogger might chase you.
Ooh.
Oh, I wonder if that's a hit jogger, you know what I mean?
Maybe. Oh, like maybe. A run.
One jogger decided to take a long jog on Riverdale Road and got hit.
Yeah.
And they didn't make it, of course, obviously.
That's why they're ghosts.
Right.
Because I've heard of Riverdale.
Ghost of their leg.
We haven't been to Riverdale. We've been to Third Bridge, which is a big
I've heard
one.
Of Third Bridge.
I've heard
Bridge.
There are some. I want to go to a scary
road. I went to Third Bridge, and it is not scary.
I'm such a wussy. Everything's scary.
Well, it is creepy
you
out
can
there.
The thing is you can hear the oil knocking.
Yes. They used to think it was Indian drums, but it's actually the oil that's being welled out there.
Huh. Yeah.
But there has been a lot of deaths.
What's that
there.
Say?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, I would love to go visit a creepy road.
Yeah.
Well, I think we should
Riverdale
go see that
maybe the
and
one.
The Riverdale because they're like there's demonic activity happening there. Ghosts swinging from trees. Bloody handprints appeared on signs.
I wonder if it's stronger a certain
controls.
Time of the year.
Oh,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's possible.
There's always a hitchhiker that needs a ride. Native American shifters roam.
Yeah.
Oh, that's skinwalkers?
Yes, skinwalkers.
All right, so I want to read some comments.
Yeah.
Riverdale is super interesting, and I'm gonna do some
we're going to do some research.
All right, RRW has said that one time woke up in the middle of the night and felt as if someone was laying on top of me. Squeezed me for about 8 seconds, and then I tried to yell for my dad, and there was nothing that would come out. But once I was released, the whole right side of my body was tingling. I live a few blocks from the street. It is dark as hell. I'm assuming she's talking Riverdale.
Yeah.
So that's in proximity to that whole creepy paranormal.
And the one that the one that you just read, his they've been trying to work on that scientifically for
creepy
sleep
fog.
Paralysis.
So he said he drove Riverdale. It was creepy fog. But there's
a creek, so there could be fog there, the creepy fog.
Yeah.
So let's see. Danielle said, my family lived in Elko. There was four horses. My grandma lived in one and houses. My grandma lived in one, my aunt lived in the other, and us in the third. The last As fuck.
The last one haunted as fuck.
No one wanted to live there. My mom one night was writing a letter to my dad, and all of a sudden the porch flew out of her antique stove. The poker flew out of the antique stove, and it did a triple flip and ended up on the floor.
Jeez.
My mom would hang
that'd freak me out too.
My mom would hang her keys on a nail, and one night they started spinning in a circle all by themselves.
Well, that would be
time to move out. Mm-hmm.
That's a place you really need. Sean, you need to go see.
Let's go, man. Let's go there.
Let's do it.
Jeepez here says that it's crazy at night driving through, and I'm assuming we're
Riverdale.
Still talking the driving through Riverdale, which so where is it? It's in Henderson?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's up north.
That's not too far.
Tons of reports.
Let's take it on the road right now.
We got a sober prego chick. Let's go.
Let's do this.
Let's go.
Even though I do the ghost hunting and some of us do, if it was in my house, I'd be like, get the hell out. I do not want it in my house. I'd be freaked out.
You cast that out.
Yeah.
For sure.
You cast it out.
Trust me. Going to Tracy's work thinking, oh my gosh, I wouldn't want to work in there every day.
Yeah.
Where does she work?
Well, it would be we won't name the name, but it's off Colfax. Like a morgue.
Is it a morgue?
It's a construction place.
Sure.
But a lot of the employees have killed themselves.
Good for you. Oh.
All right, check it out. We got another story.
Read it.
This is TCQ, so we're going to call her Tick. My dad passed, and I lost my job in the same week. 8 weeks after his passing, I had a dream. I was driving, and a cell phone rang. I answered it with my dad saying everything would be okay. I woke up to a phone ringing, and my old job calling me back to work is what I'm seeing. Calling me to see if I wanted my job back.
That's awesome.
And then Freak.
Papa came to tell you that it's all good.
Yeah, and Freak Child.
That's awesome.
The poker probably got tens from the judges. For
style. I love it.
Nicely done. Okay, and then now they're big. My mom would hear partying and gambling when she woke up, and then there would be nothing when she woke up. It would stop. My aunt was pushed down the stairs by a ghost.
Oh, damn.
And then pennies and cigar scents would appear out of nowhere.
Okay, oh, wow. Danielle, do you guys still have these houses?
Yeah, I'm trying to think. Maybe
can we go?
This would have been maybe a speakeasy, or it could have been a saloon.
Maybe.
Absolutely.
And where we're going pennies on the fourth gets a lot of cigar smells.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's interesting. I don't know what it doesn't say in my name. It's Edgar. Hey, what's up, Edgar? What's up?
He lives in the beginning of Riverdale.
Oh.
Can we come to your house,
yes.
Edgar?
Let's go to Edgar's house.
Is that Edgar?
That's Cracker Man.
Cookie Man? Right.
That's Cracker Man, Edgar. I don't know if he wants to be called the Cracker Man. I'm telling you,
Danielle
stands by her stories. The spinning keys, the pushing grandmas, and the cigar spinnies.
The owner of the townhomes owned the big one,
and that's where the workers would have stayed.
Okay.
Interesting.
Wait, she still has them?
Yes. Let's go. Road trip, Danielle.
Can we come do an investigation?
Totally, yeah. Remote podcast from Edgar's Halloween Riverdale house. I'm down.
That would be awesome.
No. Yes. She won't go. I think she's scared.
Oh, what? You don't believe.
No, Danielle says no. Not me. She's saying no.
You got to kind of believe after last night.
I do. I told you. I believe. But if,
what else happened?
It would be
nice if
somebody was like talking to us, like talking, like came through the spirit box, all of that stuff.
Yeah.
That flashlight, it did kind of creep me out, and I was like, what the hell? Because nobody was near. It was in a different cubicle next to us. I could just see it from where I was sitting in the chair. And I was like, okay, I know nobody's touching it. Now, if that thing rolls, and I literally said, okay, I know
rolls.
That it's turning on and off, but if it rolls off the desk, I'm shitting my pants and I'm out.
Do you ever, Amber, like before you go in these hunts, be like, okay, let me see you in my mind's eye.
Oh.
No, but I want to.
Prepare yourself.
Say that.
There you go.
Oh. I should.
Invite it and allow it because it's like.
Oh,
it's
Danielle calls herself a conductor of spirits.
Oh.
No.
So maybe she should go on some. Maybe she should go to Georgetown with
Tracy on her team is the same way. She says, no, thank you. I don't.
No, she doesn't want
to do it.
No, you just haven't done it with the right people.
Just let us in the room. Let us in the house. You don't have to go
in. Conduct some spirits with us.
Yes.
It'll be friendly.
We won't do it at your house.
What's funny is when we were up in Georgetown for Spirit, doing this stuff there.
Yeah.
They, Tracy and I both entered into the room that we have like that,
which we should play on here because it's ridiculously crazy.
Yeah. So the REM pod, it makes noise and Tom knocked on the wall and it said, can you repeat this sound? It goes, do, 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 do. And it literally hit the REM pod twice. Do, do. And everybody starts screaming, and that's where we got the end of our podcast, where it's like,
right.
Get me out of here. So when we walked in that room for the very first time, Tracy and I looked at her, and I'm like, is it hard to breathe? She goes, yeah. And I'm like, man, it's like superhuman. And we couldn't breathe in there. We asked Troy, and he's like, I don't know what you guys are talking about. But
funny.
It's like we could feel something.
So like when you say that, in my mind's eye, it's like you walked into the vapor.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And it's something that's super humid where it's so hard to
only
breathe.
Only you two are in the vapor.
Yeah. And they
he's
felt
not
it.
In the vapor.
Yeah, they told me, and we literally, in this room, we'll play it right here. This is probably one of the best pieces of evidence we've ever caught.
All right, now, before you play this, I want to get us caught up. I want some folks who are telling us, okay? So Danielle says she's a conqueror, and anyone that is a conduit, and anyone who has ever meant anything to her has always come to her. Which is kind of crazy.
That's cool.
That is. And that's how we have somebody on our team the same way.
That's
Tracy.
Pretty interesting. Now, Edgar says that we are more than welcome to come to his house that is at the mouth of Riverdale Road.
His sister
passed away inside the home. And a lot of weird stuff happens there. And he's always believed that it's his sister. So he doesn't shit himself.
Hey, Edgar. Edgar, we would be happy and would love to come do an investigation there and see if we get anything.
I'm coming as well because we'll do a crossover. Yeah. We'll do a dual podcast at the same time.
Yes. So, Edgar, if you want to reach out to either Sean or Shayna or
I got
us.
Contact because that would be wonderful. Now, Edgar, do you feel scared there? I mean, we're going to listen to something right now from you.
Yes.
And I want to see if Edgar experiences anything like this.
So, again, as she said, we were in this house in Georgetown and Tracy and her felt something. I didn't because I don't get those feelings. Mm-hmm. They do, and they're usually right. So
before this, us going into this, we thought it was just going to be the owners and us in there. And we normally turn the lights off just trying to set the mood for everything.
Right.
But this was like a full-on fucking
Halloween party.
Yeah. Like 50,000 people there.
We were like, what's the real number? Right. Was there 25?
There was probably
15 to 20 people. Okay. They were coming in and out.
Okay.
Like there was tons of people coming in and out. It was super loud. Everybody was drunk.
We're not going to get anything.
This is a shit show. We're not going to get anything. And for us to catch this, it was just
a lot of stuff and such a cool family.
And
the spirit followed the owner.
The owner, the wife.
Oh,
the wife loved her.
So let me see here.
We're good. Oh, I remember this music. I remember this on your podcast, the music.
So, and I'll stop it for just a second and say, because Tom just started the recorder, but he knocks on the wall, which we do it at every investigation. We do the same knock. Dun, 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 dun.
Right.
And then you'll hear it going with the sound, which that's how we knew something was there. And then it does the exact same beat to us through the REM pod.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that's pretty.
Can you tell how many people
I mean,
there?
Everybody. That's
the
a lot of people.
Packed.
Wow.
Tracy and I were outside the room
because
you couldn't fit in. So many people.
That
and trust me, the
creepy.
Owner's mom is the one that was sleeping in the room that night, and she goes, I don't want to stay
in
here.
I'm not staying
here. And that's why at the end, which we use for our podcast now, it's like, get me out of here.
Okay. Well, I doubt Edgar's experiencing anything like that. Danielle said that when she was a kid, her mom was looking to buy a house, and a rock flew in her eye, and she begged her mom and said, someone died in here. She walked into it, but she refused to go in. It turned out an old guy had hung himself in the basement.
And those suicides are the ones that tend to have a lot
of
energy.
Yeah,
a lot of energy
because
it's a bad way to go.
So maybe the old guy threw a rock at her.
Yeah. And if you're, you know, if you're religious, it's always like the major sin of God is just to do
take
that.
Your, yeah, take your own life. Absolutely.
So
yeah.
it tends to have the most energy.
Yeah. Well, so. Like in the Catholic belief, it is you light a white candle.
Yes.
Because it helps guide their way.
Absolutely.
To the other side. So they don't get lost. They don't get stuck. They don't get, you know.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah.
And
dang, I've got a great audience.
This
is a live audience.
Totally. We are live
on TV.
You're
this is produced in a live audience.
Live studio audience.
You are more than welcome to call in and share your story like Danielle. She doesn't like to talk about it, but Mr. McGruffalo has just joined us. And if you've had a paranormal experience, I don't ever think that I've had a paranormal experience.
It's happening on the 4th.
But
we're going to make sure.
I have heard internal voices. Like, the more I've listened to some of these other podcasts, you hear people that, like,
yeah.
maybe it's a guardian angel.
That's Shayna.
And it was only one time. No, it was really only one time. And it was with Shayna. And it was when we were in a rollover car accident.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And
that's a great story, though.
I was asleep, dead asleep. And I was laying flat down. I had the seat completely reclined.
Yep.
And I had my seatbelt on, which I never wore my seatbelt ever. And we're cruising. And all of a sudden, I wake up and I feel the car jerk to one side. And I sit up. And then I feel the car jerk another side, and I hear inside of my head, this car's going to roll over. You need to lay down and grab the underside of the seat. And so I laid down.
Right there.
I laid down, and I would have never thought to grab the underside of a seat of a car ever in my entire life. But as soon as I grabbed the underside of that seat, we had come at that point, while all this was happening, went through the median.
Yeah, through the
barrel. And come out of the other side of the median, airborne, onto incoming traffic of I-25, and landed.
Huge hazards.
And landed flat on the passenger side of the car, which is where I was at.
Yep.
Had I not been holding onto that seat, I would have slammed
into
the door.
Yep.
Yeah.
But I was holding myself affixed to that seat like a crazy man.
Yeah.
And that car rolled.
Slid on his side.
And then we slid on the top.
Yeah. And then we're sliding on my side.
Going too fast. Yep. Sliding down.
Now the car's
made a full barrel roll. And it's
all on the highway.
All across
just
oncoming traffic
down
of I-25.
So lucky to be alive.
Yep.
And now we've made ourselves around the other side, and we're sliding on the driver's door. And
Shayna
is not wearing
on.
A seatbelt.
But
yet I'm laying on the window.
Yep.
And I don't have my glasses on because they've been knocked off of me now. And so I'm like holding onto the steering wheel, and I'm looking at the window like, what is that?
Yeah.
Like, what is happening, right? So then like, I lean into the window, and it just spiders and is gone. And now I'm dragging
your
on
shoulder.
My shoulder.
Oh.
And all I heard was, hold on to that steering wheel.
Yeah.
So I pulled into the steering wheel and I said, oh my God, please make us stop.
And a very loud scream.
And we stopped.
And the car fell on its wheels
screaming.
And stopped.
And that was motor
that.
Still running.
Motor
airbags
running.
Never deployed.
Nope.
It's like, all right, let's get back on the highway and get going.
I don't know how they didn't deploy.
We were in a Saturn.
Sean's door is open.
It's gone.
And the street sign, the highway street sign, is like almost touching his door.
Right in front.
That's insane.
And
wait,
I'm
wait.
Like,
Saturn owes you guys some money for no airbags.
We were on our way back from a Christmas trip. So in it, the car, we had three of those big cans of popcorn. So it's everywhere. I'm
covered. I have no glasses on.
I'm covered.
You're like, I wanted the cheese.
Me too.
She's picking it up. Oh, I got to eat this. I'm hungry.
I'm covered in popcorn. Shayna goes, oh my God. I just sit up. Bloop. Because I was holding on to the seat.
Yeah.
I'm fine. She looks at me. I said, turn off the car. And she reaches down and she shuts the motor off. She said, where's my glasses? I looked down. I said, they're right here. And they were right at my feet.
And I'm like freaking
put
out.
Them
and
on
he's
her.
Like, hey, stop. Look at me. Look at me. Look at me. Puts my glasses on me. He's like, are you okay? And I'm like, I think I'm okay. And he's like, okay.
He's like, do you think he'll still run to get us home?
No.
I thought I killed him. And that's what I said. I was like, oh, my God, I killed him.
Scared.
Oh, my God, I killed him. And he's
but I
like,
feel like that
I'm
I
not
had,
dead. I'm right here.
Had something looking out to you.
Yeah, you know, I've always said, you know, that God was looking out for us at that moment. But God sends angels. God sends miracles. And her shoulder, She had a little strawberry about the size of a silver dollar on her shoulder where she was hanging out the window and dragging across the pavement.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
But with no seatbelt. Yeah, no seatbelt, man. Yeah,
crazy, right?
I mean, were your arms tired afterwards?
That's what I'm always wondering.
Well, I broke my back.
Like, she did break her back.
I actually broke my
back.
But
that was from the initial impact of the side because she hit the console.
Yeah.
And so it fractured one of her vertebrae.
And then, back sucks.
I had an egg on my leg. That's it.
Oh. Yeah, an egg on your leg?
Yeah, egg on my head.
Yeah, honestly. From the radio.
My leg. I did have a big leg on my leg from kicking the dashboard.
What is this guy got? Something violently here.
We've actually got a few. We're behind.
Got a few.
Oh, yeah. And also, I'll say a shout out to my sister who's listening.
Hey, Tracy.
Hey, Tracy.
All right. So, Danielle, it was a sign. A lot of people. McGruff Codes here. Thank you, the classic cupcake. So Edgar says he hasn't experienced anything creepy like that. More like footsteps. Once he heard a person's voice and saw a white shadow.
Ooh, a white shadow.
A white shadow is interesting. And
that's better than a black one.
And heaven. We're going to call this person Heaven. Grew up in a house in North Denver where there were many spirits with us. Now, my question is, a lot of times they will follow you when you leave a home.
Yes, they can attach to you
so
as
were
well.
They, Heaven 9-8, were they associated to you or
do you still see
home?
Them?
Yeah. Interesting. And then Cell has also entered the studio. We thank you for joining us and tell us your creepy story. We're talking stuff. Oh, and this. Oh, Danielle had a friend died violently in high school. He came to me in a white tuxedo and said, "Please go on. I'm okay. You do not need to worry about me anymore."
Was this in your dreams? Was this while you're awake?
Oh, great. How did he come to you? Was he standing at the foot of your bed?
Have you ever saged yourself?
Oh, right.
You have so much going on, girlfriend.
A lot of energy.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. And a dream.
Dream. Okay.
I've never had a family member. I don't know. I've had
the chickens come through.
I've had one really, really, really crazy dream years ago, but I don't know that it was a family member that came to me.
Yeah, I've never had one of those where I felt like they were really talking to me.
Yeah.
I've never had that experience. So when people tell me that, I believe that because I don't have any dreams that are like that. So if somebody comes to you and wants to tell you something, you know, dream's a good
and
time.
And I've had people talk to me, but then I don't – like it's like I'm looking at the person and I know them, but I cannot tell you who that person is.
Yeah.
And I have people talk to me that way.
Right.
But that's as close as I got. Like, I saw my grandmother when she passed away, and that's when I started dreaming in color, is ever since she passed away. And I got I can tell you, every little stone that was in the ring that she was wearing in this castle after she passed away when I was only in fourth grade.
Mm.
And I could tell you all these details. And ever since then, I've dreamed in color and very vivid.
You didn't dream in color before then?
No. It was always
– yeah.
Most people
dream
in color? White.
Oh, is it?
Do you dream in color?
Me?
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Do you?
Yeah.
Sometimes it's in color.
I mean,
I don't remember a lot of dreams.
I don't remember my dreams anymore, but when I was younger,
you should ask for that.
I know. I don't remember
any of them. I used to dream I could fly. I used to have. I don't
do you remember
do that
the ones
anymore.
Where you almost hit the ground?
No. Yes.
Falling from a
yes.
Well, that's
yes.
Everybody does.
Didn't they always say that, like, if you hit the ground,
you
actually die?
Yeah.
I remember that. I was always jumping my bike because I crashed my bike multiple times on jumps.
Yeah.
But I can remember in my dreams I would be running, and then I would just jump fly. I wasn't going to do any R. Kelly there. I'm Shawnee and I fly. Something like that. You know what I mean?
Can fly.
No R. Kelly on the show. No credit to R. Kelly.
No, I can't.
It's some credit to R. Kelly.
Listen, we got to go back. Some people here. So, Classic Cupcake says her dad talks to her all the time. Is that in a dream? Do you hear him whispering in your ear? Because
or just
again,
in your mind, you get those like
those thoughts,
those thoughts.
that inner voice.
Yes,
it sounds
kind of
different than
voice.
Your own.
Yeah, maybe it sounds kind like of. Your dad,
Danielle. Her dad as well.
Mm-hmm. Oh, she's saged herself.
Danielle, she has saged herself. And Mary says her grandma recently came to me in a dream. Oh, Hazard, welcome. Andrea and Bears 4, welcome to our room. And if you've had any kind of paranormal experience, we'd love to hear about it.
He laughs in my ear. That's cool.
Oh.
I have experienced that.
So her dad laughing in your ear?
No.
you laughing in her ear.
But feeling like weird. Someone's laughed in my
really?
Ear. Yeah.
So my question.
Well, you've seen little things around the house.
Yeah.
My question to everyone who has people visiting you still, like your dad and whatnot. do you like that, or do you feel like that brings up bad memories,
right,
or
right,
the loss?
Uncomfortable.
Yeah, right. Or would you rather just let it be?
Oh, I'm sorry, classy cupcake. That's
oh,
sad.
Oh, sorry. So, yeah, I'm just curious what people's thoughts on that, because I haven't had that, whether, like, you enjoy that and it's refreshing to, oh, you know, my dad's with
comforting.
Me.
Is
comforting.
Comforting.
There you go.
Comforting.
Thing, yeah.
Or refreshing. Is it
refreshing. You know what?
Refreshing.
Like,
yes.
Yeah,
I,
you know. You knew where I was going.
The hot tub dip we take later will be refreshing.
Okay. Comforting to hear from him.
Okay.
That's
see,
awesome.
And that's awesome
yeah,
to hear.
It's 100% comforting to hear from him.
It's
comforting,
comforting
to know.
Know.
And that's Mary said the same
yeah,
thing.
See,
her mom
I'm glad
her
I asked that because
grandma,
all
yeah.
the ghost hunts we've done and everything, I've never asked that. This is the first time I've actually thought that that's something I'd want to know for
you
other
know.
People.
And I thought about that yesterday because Tracy
her best
knew
friend.
She
awesome.
Knew a whole bunch of like these people that had passed away at her office.
Yes,
and she even made the comment. She goes, "It's different because most of the time we go in and do these hunts, like we, you know, we." Don't know anybody.
Right.
We don't know these people. So there's no
oh,
connection.
Right.
Yeah.
And so she's talking to him as if like, hey, what do you think of this person? What do you, you know, and that's where we would see like on the reader for it to start spiking. We're like, hey,
when
she'd
mention
person,
names
is,
or,
is mm-hmm. this person, you know, and actually mentions the name. Are they doing a good job or should I fire them? And it's like, boom. And you're like, all right. Wow.
Yeah.
Like,
wow.
There's, you know, there's emotions here that she's connected to with them.
Right.
Of course we don't know these people,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah.
And so it's crazy. It's kind of cool to have somebody there like Tracy that knows these people, like
yeah.
to be able to, mm-hmm. if anybody, you know, we go into somebody's house and it's like, oh yeah, they, I feel like I know this person here, and to find out that is their loved one, that'd be really
yeah,
awesome
to have a little mm-hmm. connection.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Well, Mary says the house in Silverthorne is haunted. It's her dad's. And then Danielle says that she's got stories from the Stanley Hotel. She ain't
oh.
even touching
oh.
it.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Jack Nicholson tried to get her.
I
so creepy.
Did you see they're building a replica of the maze? Yes.
Where?
They started
where?
Years
yes.
ago.
At the Stanley?
Yes.
Why was, the hell have they waited 30
I know.
Fucking years?
And like 2 years
that's
ago
stupid.
When I saw it, it was probably about 3-4 feet high. So it's probably
well,
maybe 6 feet.
Oh, I guess you got to grow it. Let's go to your
yeah.
dad's house in Silverthorne.
Yeah. Yeah.
Silverthorne's close.
Silverton.
That's fun.
Silverton.
So that's
closer.
Even closer.
Yeah, it's way closer.
That's fun.
And that's an old town. That's
yeah.
a mining town.
Yeah.
Oh,
old
yeah,
mining
a lot of
town.
Spirits.
So, yeah, definitely.
Well, it's interesting.
It's a filter.
You know what I was just thinking about when Classy Little Cupcake was talking about her dad and it being he was her best friend, and it's comforting to hear him. I don't think I've ever had anyone that's
let's
ever
go.
Really been close to or cared about that has died.
Okay.
Mm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I've
yeah.
never had a strong emotional connection with anyone who's passed away.
Okay.
I've had family oh, members
yeah.
pass away.
How fun.
But
me
my
too.
Family
I'm
is
the same
that
way.
Weird, but I don't have that like, oh my God, he was the best uncle that I ever had.
Yeah.
He just made me feel this way or made me brought me up or made gave me this. You know, I've never had that connection with anyone.
Yeah.
So for her to say her
have
dad
you ever
was
had
her
a,
best friend.
Have you ever had a dream where it's like I'm looking at Amber and I'm talking to Amber, but I know in my dream that's not Amber.
Right? Yes.
And
I have
it's
not.
Like, yeah, it's weird. And so, like, I have it a lot. And so now in my dream, I'm like, who are you?
Right?
Yeah.
Because
who's the real
like,
you?
Yeah, you
yes.
look like Sean to me, but I know I'm not
yeah.
talking to Sean.
Yeah.
That drive to her dad's house is 6.5 hours.
Oh,
drive.
Oh,
I thought Silverthorne was right
no.
up
no,
I-70.
No, we've got him confused.
Past,
which one's
past,
up I-70 right there?
Silverthorne.
Let's
no,
go
no,
stay
before,
the night
before
up there.
Silverthorne.
Yes.
There's another one that's called like
can
Silverton.
We stay
or we'll take the camper. We'll just put the
I would
camper.
Go up there.
Let's
heartbeat.
Go.
I would totally go. Yeah, up there.
Like you would have to drive to Grand Junction and over past
there's
Montrose.
There's hot springs
oh,
on
yes.
the way.
Yes. Oh, well, we're going now
yeah.
for sure.
Now
yes.
for sure. We're
I
going.
Would be curious to go to an old jail prison. No, I know downtown Littleton.
Yeah.
You know the melting pot and all that. Jazz.
But one that's still.
But like in a ghost town.
Yeah, I've done one up in Cripple Creek. I did the Outlaws jail that's up there. We didn't get a whole lot there. I've done the Wyoming prison. That's a really cool place to go to.
Oh, that'd
to.
Be fun.
Yeah, we can always schedule that. It's only
do
during the summer because there's no AC.
Do you think they would let you ghost hunt in the mine tours?
I have. I've been to the Phoenix Mines
yeah.
and deep in the
what about
mines.
The ones like up here in Idaho Springs?
Right.
Yeah, that's
the
Phoenix Mine.
Oh, it is?
Okay.
So, we, I,
it's one of
I'm freaked
we
out
go.
By the whole
there's
idea of going
three.
Down into that
there's,
hole.
Oh, an Argo mine?
There's
right.
Argo.
But there's,
maybe we did the
you
Argo.
Can't really – that
I
one you don't go very
it.
Far
Argo
into
you can't
it.
Go into because it blocks it off because of
yeah.
the water behind it.
Now, is that in Georgetown when you take the
yeah,
train?
Yeah, there's three of them. Because
Idaho Springs.
Yeah. We picked one of the three trips.
Yeah, but that was in Georgetown.
Oh, okay.
And we took the train to it.
Yeah.
They're talking about the ones that's in the town of Idaho
oh,
Springs
right.
now.
Oh,
the Phoenix
Mine
is
those
yeah.
big
yeah.
buildings. I know which one that is.
Yeah.
yeah. Sorry.
those big buildings?
So Dana, Joe, Danielle. So Listen, Edgar, we've got to go to Edgar's house.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Now, we've got, I want to drive the Riverdale thing.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Excuse me. I'm sorry. And he says that sometimes he would see a white walking shadow person in the room. And he has, says he hasn't dreamt about his sister in a while. But when he has, he sees her in her favorite clothes, which is a white bandana, and she never says anything. So
is he seeing this white-dressed person on the road or in his house?
No, in his home.
In his home.
Like,
okay,
yeah,
so
it's home.
It is probably her.
Yeah, that's what he was saying. Okay. It's possibly her, but Drew, there's really, I mean,
so let me ask you a
how
question.
Old is this house, Edgar, that you're living in? And
let me ask a question.
It's kind of out there in a rural area. There could be, I believe... Really quick before you don't forget your question.
I've already forgot it.
Out in these rural areas.
How dare you, you jerk.
When you're out in these rural areas, that I think a lot of really dark things happened 100 years ago.
You know, absolutely.
Of course.
Absolutely.
Do you think if you die in the house, you're stuck in the house?
No.
If you die on the road, you're stuck on the road.
I don't think so. Just because
Do you think that some of those people that are on the road are in the house?
I think that, honestly, that... If
or both, it travel in
could
between.
Be. I think if you have some unfinished business, that's where you get stuck.
Well, yeah.
Well,
know.
Don't
that's
we all have
same.
Unfinished business? Oh,
everybody.
Listen,
that's
listen
the theory,
Capital
right?
One and I are going to have Sally May and I will have unfinished business. I guarantee
Well, that's
it.
Why there's the Trust difference me. Between like the residual
oh, we
energy.
Will, Danielle. If you want to come, we'll invite
yes.
you.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Hell yeah. You're a conduit now.
Yeah.
So, he says built in 2003, 2004. Okay. So it's a relatively new in the house. But the area is old.
But if he thinks it's his sister that passed away the year after, you know, that's – it totally could be her. But maybe she just wants to be around for you. You know,
Edgar's a young guy. He's younger. He's younger than I think all of us here.
Okay.
And so the fact of the matter is if this is his sister, she obviously was cut short.
Right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
this
sadly.
Horrible
she has unfinished
cancer
business
took her.
And wants
and she
to be
has
around.
Unfinished
what if
love to
just,
give.
Exactly.
And that, I think, is the business.
Or something to pass on. One of the
what
questions.
What if it's not her at all and it's just
it
a familiar
be.
Taking
but he wants
on
to think
her
of
form
her.
Because it soothes him.
Exactly. It could. Yeah. It totally
does
could.
It soothe him or creep him out? We don't know that yet.
He said that he believes it's her so it doesn't freak him out. So.
Oh, yeah. Well, no.
Right.
Right.
So
then so
that's
doesn't.
Why it's like, just like the dream. Is that really who I'm seeing
exactly.
there?
Yeah.
Or is there someone else
and
there?
And that's why when we do the investigations, when we're using like the spirit box and EVPs, we'll ask them, hey, is there anything you want to pass on to so-and-so?
Oh, bring in the EVP to Edgar.
I've never seen any evidence of any kind, and that's why I...
Well, you've listened to some of ours at the last show.
Yeah, I've listened to some of your stuff, and I heard that last...
But
you
probably
got yourself.
But at the same time, I just want...
Her death opened the doorway to let others in. I agree in that,
that's
too.
That's also
right?
a great.
Definitely.
Well, but
way
I wanted
to
say
sure.
this too, because where he
a
lives
conduit,
at,
a doorway.
It's so far out there, right?
Yes.
And so, like, way
that's
back in the day, people practiced, people had rituals,
yes.
people did things.
Hung people
and
from trees
absolutely.
Because, you know what I mean? 100, 200 years ago.
Absolutely.
All
so,
over the place.
Like, is that the energy
that's reality.
Out there, right? You know,
it's a good possibility. It's a good possibility.
Because it comes from somewhere. It's not just nothing. And
just like we talked about, it's possible with the Mothman with being Indian, you know,
right.
land.
It could.
Right.
Exactly.
Is it just a spirit
way
from
to
back
bring it all
in the day?
Back.
Right.
You know, I'll swing it around here.
yeah, well,
that's true, though.
That's with a lot of these cryptics is cryptids. I just can't get my letters straight. a lot of these stories is they are, you know, that because it's on a sacred place.
Yes.
The skinwalkers, even Bigfoot, you know what I mean?
Does Edgar know the history of Riverdale, given that you live there? Because I've heard the stories.
Why
but
would
I don't
you live there if you knew the history of it?
Well,
like, you're like, oh yeah, it's 17 years old.
You buy the house,
cancer
and then
her.
Your neighbors are like, hey, do you know the history of this place?
He was 20,
you know?
She was 17. Yeah. That's sad.
So he may have learned that's after horrible. He got the house.
Sorry that happened.
Hey, guess what you live on, buddy?
Right.
Oh, wait, what?
Yeah. So it's interesting. It would be very nice because it would be cool to go and be able to experience – something that was someone saying, hey, I need to finish something before I can go.
Something I need to
you know, to be a part of that and to go out there because because that is kind of – that's pretty traumatic to lose someone to cancer at so young at 17.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Especially as your older brother. There's a lot of energy and emotion connected to that.
Yes.
Which would hold on to her.
Well, and the thing
and
is –
then
if,
she would probably hold on to
guilty,
him.
You know, like that's the thing. It's like sometimes people feel guilty about, you know, like what I wasn't there enough for her, you know, like – or maybe she's just trying to reassure him, you know, who knows. I guess we'd have to figure out, you know, like –
lots of energy.
How often is he seeing – what he thinks is her,
right?
Or you know, how often is something happening,
right?
Because if it's a lot all the time, well, maybe when we go up there, we can actually get a name and figure out exactly who it is, what's going on, why they're there, and everything like that. So,
well, and I have heard in a lot of these things that I've been listening to, and I'm sure you guys can attest that it's a lot of residual energies of people or spirit in the atmosphere. Holding on.
Definitely.
I always
definitely.
Wondered.
Like a footprint that just hasn't gone away.
My aunt killed herself when I was young. I was probably 5. And, like, I always wondered if she was still in the house.
Yeah.
It was my grandma's house, and so she lived there, like, for a long time after my aunt had taken her life in there.
Right.
You know, and it was a pretty violent way that she took her life. So, like, they had to, you know, remodel stuff. And I always wondered if she was still there. You know, like, I didn't spend a lot of time there. I didn't go back there a lot. But you do wonder those things,
absolutely,
you know?
Absolutely.
And
well, then sometimes it's like if they're there, you almost want to, like, hey, like, do you have remorse for what happened? Like,
right.
Was it quick? Like, you almost want to ask them questions.
Right, right.
Well, I don't know. Like I said, I've never had someone that was really close to me connected with a lot of energy. Like,
it
you know,
it
could have been sap in the tree. Exactly.
You never know.
Touché, touché.
But that is also the logical part of your mind. Like, just what he said right there, the sap in the tree. I mean, that is the logical part. That is what I think that I've begun to train myself in these bad dreams that I'm having.
Right.
That's like, okay, wait a minute.
Yeah.
What is the logical part of this, right? And then when it doesn't line up, I'm like, okay, I can't wake up.
Well, it's true because the mind does so many weird things. You know when they say my life flashed before my eyes, like a major incident.
Yeah.
Well, they've proven scientifically that what your brain is doing is going through all your memories, your training, trying to figure out how to deal with the situation
that's
at hand.
That's happening right
now. So that's why you're seeing every picture through your life because it's figuring out, oh, shit, like I don't know how to deal with this.
Yeah.
Looking back through your memories.
Yeah.
So.
Hey, do you get a lot of deja vu? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
See, now, I do too.
So much.
I'm like, shit, I just dreamed about this. I've already lived this before.
I get it
so much. I just call it out now.
Yeah.
Me too. Like, it happens. I'm like, deja vu. People are like, what? I'm like, just had deja vu moment.
Because me too.
So
every day.
Often,
I don't think I have deja vu. I think I have ESP.
You just know it's going to happen.
No, sometimes I really do, don't I? I just know things are going to happen. And it may be something stupid like, you know what? I feel. You know what? Calling me, or someone's going to text me, bam! Someone would call, or something. They're just. I can't give you any specifics right now, but I know there are times in our life, even recently, where I will be like, "This, I feel like it's going to happen," and then within a significantly short amount of time.
Like, I thought so-and-so was texting me.
Yep.
And then he'll walk away and his phone goes off and it's them.
And it's them.
Like, oh, yeah,
little,
I thought so.
Little stuff like that. You know what I mean?
And I think it's falls into what Amber and I have talked about several times in our kid with the Mandela effect.
Right.
Heard of that.
Right.
You know, where you
gosh, Landon, I know you're listening, so.
Yeah, so go ahead and tell the story on Landon, because it is totally Mandela effect.
So our son was born October 14th. I'll never forget the day because I was giving birth to him.
Right.
Okay?
That's 10-14.
10-14-09.
Right.
So I couldn't really talk for myself. I was in so much pain, and I was so sick. And I just remember, like, holy crap, there's 1,000 people in here, and they're all watching the TV for Balloon Boy.
Oh my God.
And they were all watching, and I'm like, hello, I'm trying to push a baby out of my cooch right now.
Right. Pay attention to
me. Stop. Even the nurse is looking like she's checking me while staring at the TV. And I'm like,
you're dilated. Look at this balloon.
I was so frustrated. And then, you know, I gave birth to him. We ended up having C-section, whatever. So then, like, years come by, and they're like talking about it. I was like, oh, Balloon Boy. Well, the news says that Balloon Boy happened on the 15th.
Yes. October 15th.
Everyone, people are like, are you sure it didn't happen on, you know, like how after landing? And I said, no, I literally had my legs in the air. So I went through and I've gone through every document from the hospital, every post on Facebook
to see if maybe they got the wrong date.
Yeah. Maybe I was wrong because I was pretty loopy.
And they put
and
the 14th.
Everything says the 14th. We posted a picture of him. My mom posted the picture on Facebook, October 14th, 09 of Landon.
You were in
the
a date.
What was the time of his birth?
So Balloon Boy happened in the morning.
I don't care what time Balloon Boy was born. He wasn't born until like 6 p.m. 7 p.m. on 10-14?
Yes.
Yes.
On 10-14.
10-14.
7 p.m. And
Balloon Boy didn't happen.
You were watching Balloon Boy that whole afternoon.
The whole afternoon.
Because Balloon Boy started early in the morning.
It
started really early in the morning. Yes. I remember because I had a city job and I drove around looking for that freaking balloon.
Yes.
Okay.
And I was in there because even though she was loopy off whatever meds, I was in there as well. And I remember watching it because it was a freaking awesome story.
Well, yeah, because everyone thinks it's a balloon.
Those little kids in this balloon.
Okay, so I went in the night before.
Mike says Balloon Boy was 15th. Freak show. Balloon Boy
was
15th. Yeah,
exactly.
So I was, we checked into the hospital on the 13th and started the induction, and everything ramped up and started the morning of the 14th. Mm-hmm. And that's the day we had him.
We
watched it the whole time. And after it
was
over, everybody.
Yeah. So I'm trying to figure out how to explain this away with a time shift or some sort.
It's Mandela effect.
I don't have that because I was ripping my clothes off with oxygen
situation. So there was no photos from inside the delivery room that would have captured the television. That would have maybe
no,
even
I
a monitor. Gosh,
that
right.
would have been amazing, I doubt
right?
that.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
I wish.
Yeah.
All right. Or maybe
it's
a shot with
warp.
That window open. The balloon was going by.
He's flying by. So
I think it could.
Sadly, he's hiding in the closet.
Isn't that weird?
The birth certificate says the 14th.
It says the 14th.
Every wristband. I have gone.
It's messed with
every
us for years.
Don't you wonder if that's why he's had problems?
Yes. That's what's wrong with him.
She
well, you know
it.
What I mean.
That's not a bad idea.
No, but because
what do you mean?
He was born in that wrinkle.
Yeah.
Something didn't complete or something got, 100%. You know what I mean?
Because Balloon Boy was this weird little kind of thing.
Gosh, Danielle says you predicted it.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Predicted Balloon Boy. Maybe that's it. We knew about it.
We were seeing it, but it hadn't happened.
I asked Troy, and then I asked my mom, and I'm like, hey, that was on the TV, right? Like, because I remember being like, I can't speak because I am really sick, and I'm like, I'm throwing up.
Saw
I'm ripping my clothes off. Like,
yeah,
I am
I
panicking
that,
as I'm trying to push this baby.
Get this baby out of me!
And I'm like,
put
hello,
him in a balloon.
Hello, get it. Come down here
come
to
look
my
at
cooch,
this,
please.
Look at this little balloon boy.
Look at this balloon boy.
Look at this
balloon boy wants to come out.
He's going
to
be so messy.
And interesting.
It's crazy.
It there's
kills
so many stories.
I agree. Mike Heaney. I've seen things before
that's
they've
the
happened.
That's the guy, Mike Heaney.
Like Danielle said, you saw it before it happened. I've seen things before they
the boy's name, I think, was like
Outer Limits
crazy.
General Hospital.
Yes, yes.
Yes.
I love it.
But there's so many things
this
with the Mandela effect. Like, I mean, it all kind of started, obviously, with Nelson Mandela is how the Mandela effect started. And I don't know if you've heard how that goes. So what it is so with
I thought
that,
it was had to do with the Mandela, like the monks.
No, it started with
Nelson Mandela.
It started with Nelson Mandela
South Africa.
Most people believe he died in prison.
Right.
Okay, years ago. Well, he just died like last year.
Right.
Well, not
right.
last year.
Well,
maybe a couple years ago.
Remember Obama spoke with the fake translators?
Yes. Okay. But the belief was he died like 30, 40 years ago in prison.
You've been in a time shift,
bro. I know. It flies by.
The 90s were only 5 years ago.
It flies by. But it's believed he died like 30 years ago in prison.
Right.
But he just recently died.
I remember hearing that.
Yes.
Because he was sent to prison for a while.
Yes. And everybody remembers the story. He died. Even I did. I was like, yeah, that's what I always believed growing up. And then I'm like, wait, he's still alive? And then it went with the movie Shazam.
Shazam!
Remember that? So everyone remembers it
that's
being,
crazy.
That crazy actor. It ended up being Shaquille O'Neal.
Yes.
Yeah, but everyone had the wrong actor. But everyone swears by it. They're like, no, I grew up watching it with this actor. It never existed.
Never existed
with that guy. But I'm guilty of it, too. I'm like, no, it was this one dude.
Yeah.
But no, it was wrong all along. And so they call it the Mandela effect.
The Mandela
is where it comes from.
I've heard the Mandela effect or the butterfly effect.
The butterfly
effect.
That's different. But that's different. That's, you know, the ripple
that's a
effect.
Different effect.
It's a ripple effect. What you do here
right, this
occurs on the other side of the world.
Changes yeah. the distance. But I think that, you know, there could be also multiple dimensional things
yes,
going on
yes.
at the exact same time
right.
as what we're doing. I mean, there's multiple us. Not so much Rick and Morty
I'm
style.
I'm going to say, Rick!
No, not,
Rick!
Not so much Rick and Morty. He calls it the Abiguago. The Abe Vada. Someone
Abe
else.
Gada.
Pagoda.
I'm not sure. You're going to have to explain Pagoda, a little more on that.
Dead but not dead.
Dead but not dead.
Google it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dead but Pagoda. Not dead.
Oh, like so, that I mean, chicken that doesn't have a head and they would just dump corn down its neck.
Oh, Danielle says oh. yes.
Freak child, yes. Yes.
Yes.
Huh.
She knows. You know about this Abe Vigoda?
Danielle.
Is he related to
yeah.
Yoda?
Maybe.
Or maybe the sister of Yoda.
Yoga, Barney.
Barney Miller.
Barney Miller.
Huh.
Oh, that's that actor.
Bow, bow, bow. Well, what's the effect? What's the story? Yeah. I mean, I don't
that's
get it.
I
need
that
more.
That guy's still alive.
Wikipedia
that's the
shit.
Effect.
Yeah, Barney Miller effect or something.
Yes, he's still alive.
Yeah.
Tracy just said on... She can't talk. She's having issues. She's not able to comment on
why can't she call in?
She's been alive forever
so
almost.
She's been
listen, if
me.
She wanted to call in on your phone, we could plug it in. She could still come in on a phone call.
Oh.
I have two different ways to take
he
phone
died,
calls.
He died, but he wasn't dead years ago. A long time ago. Is he a vampire?
See? Wait
See?
A minute. What I love freaking Barney Miller. And I remember this guy. He was the older guy.
Yeah.
He was always the older guy.
Yeah.
So I...
I've never heard
died.
Of it.
It's crazy.
He actually died this time, though.
Oh, he's
yeah,
really
he's
dead?
He's actually really dead now.
So they
We've
say. Give it a few years. The story will change.
He'll pop up somewhere else.
Didn't you love that saxophone solo at the beginning of Barney Miller?
I never saw it.
What?
I never saw it.
Oh, man.
Yep,
Barney Miller was awesome.
I'll have to watch it now.
Oh, wait. That's Tracy.
Yeah.
Oh.
That has
she
to
made
be
it.
Code 3 Sis.
Yeah.
That has to
oh.
be
Oh. I love the name.
I thought I saw that pop up earlier, and I was like,
Great
Code
job,
3,
changing
who the heck,
your name.
Who the heck is trying to steal the name?
Awesome. Yeah.
I never saw it, but is this the beginning?
No, it's a bass line, and then it goes into the sex.
Is this a porno?
No, this is a TV show.
You guys did the other night.
Hey.
Wow. Damn,
yeah,
that's a saxophone.
We did
oh,
hear
what
that.
Was I thinking of?
I don't know. But this is Barney Miller.
Dropping loads.
Maybe I was thinking Welcome Back, Cotter.
I don't know,
man.
This is funky, man.
This is way funky.
I can get down to this, baby.
It's like Jackie Moon just got
Jackie
hair.
Moon.
Oh.
Jackie Moon.
Here it is.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to have to watch it.
Yeah.
Oh, this is the one right here. This is the early one.
All I do,
that
I see somebody like walking down the street all
yeah.
cool. Like,
that's a sweet baseline.
Pointing
somebody like
at somebody.
In a full
yes.
leather trench coat. Oh, what's
give
up?
Him the shooter.
They're doing
shoot
a shot.
Shooter McGavin.
That's right.
Doing
finger guns.
All right, everybody, put your guns out. Just roll them around like you're kneading bread. Run those shoulders.
Like you're kneading
roll
bread.
Them shoulders, man.
All right.
I like it.
Oh, my God. I have to watch it now.
Interesting. I didn't know that there was a man who was dead that wasn't dead, and then he finally died.
Bell bottoms, please. Yes,
yes,
thank you.
Oh, I loved
yes.
bell bottoms.
Yes.
I was all about bell bottoms.
Huh? Right, they're making a comeback.
Slowly.
You know, oh,
yes.
Yeah,
like
so
gauchos.
The pleated jeans.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
The
I can't
like,
wait.
I have
to
a pair, and actually,
jeans.
I was like, hey, uh-huh. Troy, I need my leggings. He's like, are these it? And I'm like, no, those are totally different.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Saving those.
I can't wait to get my Z Cavaricci's. When I stayed at the Stanley Hotel, I had something crawl into bed with me. I thought it was my
that
husband.
Was a bellhop.
But when I subconsciously scooted
okay.
over to my husband's direction. Okay. I thought it was my husband, but then I subconsciously moved over to my husband's directions already in bed. I had no idea why I have the experiences, but saying them out loud scares me. And when it happens, it's bad.
It isn't bad.
It isn't bad.
When things crawl on top of her in bed next to her.
You know, I just thought it was high spirits, right?
High spirits when he humps when the ghost.
Come on,
yeah.
come on.
So have you ever felt like you've had sexual intercourse with a ghost?
I have not.
I'm pretty pacey, but not that bad.
No, but I mean, that's a thing that happens. She's had experiences. Well, people crawling
there's
in
a lot of stories.
She felt like, yeah.
I have. You drinking
vodka?
No, were you?
Yes, we are. I have dreams where I'm having sex and I'll wake up humping Sean.
Definitely email me.
Dry humping his leg.
I'll play it.
Troy cannot say that he is in that
no,
way.
No, never.
In his sleep, I will wake up to him violently groping me, and I'm like, what are you doing? Yes. Please do not rip my chest off or my
Here's what's funny. When we first got together, Shayna was a sleep humper. I would wake up, and she would be totally asleep, and she would be dry humping the heck out of my leg.
It was
and
a ghost. I know it now.
It was a ghost. It was Shayna, because I have a nice leg. But then, the now, as it's switched, we've gotten older. When I get really drunk, I will do this aggressive drunk dry hump like this.
Hey. Huh. Yeah.
And
yeah.
I don't
is it an earthquake? What? Oh, it's Sean.
Nah, yeah,
it's
Sean. It only takes a second.
He's quick as that.
I soothe him. I get his towel.
It's okay.
Not scratching
side. Hey, that's so nice. Do you get it wet?
I don't, I don't want that wet sheet on me. No, I don't want his towel. Fuck that.
Yeah.
This is crunchy towel. When it's super wet, standing up like in a little TV, I
watched
it.
We were just talking about that, about tube socks.
Yes.
From the jail.
Yes.
Because he was telling us the story last night. And I was like, well, these tube socks just start walking. They're like, what, you just hand them to the guard saying, hey, I need some new socks?
Yeah, they would just come up and be like, hey, Depp, I need some new socks. All right. I wonder why.
Gross. Yeah.
These socks are walking off on their own.
Yep. Why you gotta do it in your sock?
Yeah.
Well, what else are you gonna do that?
You don't have to
clean
it up.
Yeah.
So how it started was the fact that somebody splooged on the wall and it went down and hit the inmate below.
Who was sleeping next to the wall.
So you use your sock.
And that is gross because if it runs into your mouth, a dude to a dude.
It's a bad
he got
day.
The, his ass beat out of him, you know?
That's happened before.
Clearly he wasn't eating pineapple because it wasn't sweet. It was awful.
He was angry.
It's probably real salty. I feel like prison food would be real, real salty.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Wow.
We just took a whole different turn.
Yeah. I love it.
Protein sharing. Room for 1 minute.
They don't get it in the jail. That's the only way.
You know, he said he didn't think he had enough, prenatal vitamins.
Gag.
So he was like, here.
Yep.
Gag. All right. Well.
Put it in your mouth.
Awesome.
This has been fun.
This has been super fun.
I like ghost talk.
I like the ghost talk. We're going to go to Edgar's.
We're going to go to Mary's.
And
we're going to take Danielle when we go.
And anybody else who wants to reach out to all of us.
You're going to want Danielle on your team.
Anyone else that wants to join us. Edgar, I really appreciate you sharing your story with us. That was really personal about you and your sister. And I'm really, really sorry that that happened
to
you and your entire family. But if there was a way that you guys could come in there and maybe make contact with her.
Yeah, absolutely.
And gosh, I don't even know.
Got it, classy.
I don't
want to
say
cupcake.
Closure or anything like that, but that would just be kind of amazing.
Yeah,
that's
absolutely.
That's some Discovery Channel
stuff. When it's not snowing, Mary, we'll go there.
Yeah,
because then we can take the camper.
Well, we got to take the pop-up, so we have somewhere to stay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It sleeps four. Maybe
sleep
five.
Six.
It
like
sleeps
a summer
four in Marlin.
So do a summer thing and let Marlin be the babysitter.
Yeah,
no. Oh, no.
No, Marlin goes.
Marlin doesn't
He's no
babysit.
Good with kids.
No, it's better if we keep a boy from the children.
The kid will just sleep.
She has an ATV.
So
you can just put the kids on that, I guess.
There we go.
We'll tell them who you are, Danielle.
Yep, we're all here together.
And you too, Mary.
We're going to put all this stuff in the.
But Amber and Troy, so that they can
let them
get
know.
To them, and you guys can set up the actual hunt. So
now
you know
we've been
what you
doing
have,
our
you know
thing here
need.
The whole time.
Dina Joe, I'll pass on this trip.
Okay, you just come camping with us, Dina Joe, when
That's
we go
right.
camping.
We'll just drink the
yeah,
whole time.
I will reach out to you, Edgar, because we need to get together more so than just ghosts, but just to hang out.
Absolutely.
Yeah. We're doing our own little ghost investigation right now. For one, I feel like that in a sense, kind of whenever we do, or do you feel like this whenever you're doing a podcast, are we kind of looking for EVPs at the same time?
Yeah. When I'm listening back through stuff, I'll totally listen.
Do
to
you?
See if
yeah.
pick something
because
up.
Because anything could totally happen.
You know what? And I think Tom said he got something, but he never provided. But I think on the last time he was here.
Where's Tom?
Guys,
oh, I miss Tom. I love Tom.
I know.
I like hanging out with Tom. I need to hang out with him.
I know.
Yeah. We need to go chase ghosts in our underwear.
Yes.
Well, he'll be there on the 4th.
Yeah, he'll be there on
the 4th. He set it up. So
oh, yeah,
he'll
be there as well. Georgetown. That's going to be awesome.
Georgetown.
Now, when we go to Georgetown, are we going to somewhere specifically like, what's up, Hassie? We're talking ghosts. We're going to a ghost hunt in an old theater, a house,
a
barn.
No, this one's the old – it's a bar right now. It's like Lucha Cantina. And below it is called the Red Ram – or.
That's where we ate, isn't it?
Yeah, Lucha Cantina's upstairs.
Oh, that's right. And you know what's funny?
Cassie says dead people.
Okay, sees dead people.
We're going to get to that.
Yes.
So Sixth Sense tell
us,
style.
Then tell us one of your stories. Type it so we can read it. But we're going to talk about
where
this.
We're going to go is we actually, right before our last ghost hunt up there, we had dinner at the bar restaurant place.
Okay.
And the bathroom is actually downstairs. And so Troy was telling us about it, and we were walking through it. And Tracy and I, of course, being the girls, I was pregnant anyways, and I'm like, okay, I gotta pee. So we went pee, and I thought the boys had gone into the bathroom, and you hear this loud, like, vigorous, we thought it was Tom, because, you know, he's huge, he's like, you know, big foot.
It's a horse pee.
Oh, no, like of the towel dispenser.
Wow.
And I was like, geez, Tom, just take it off the wall.
Why don't you?
And we're standing there, we're like, shysta. We're girls. We're supposed to take longer. Where are these boys? And we're sitting there, and we can hear noises. And I'm like, should I open the door? And like, Trace, I'm like, they didn't pass us because we're standing right at the bottom of the stairs, the only way to get up the stairs. And I hear these noises, and Tracy's like, I don't know if anybody's in there. And I was like, I don't know either. She walked upstairs. She goes, Amber, they're up here. Yeah. There was nobody downstairs.
The only way out is to come by where we were, and we're like,
go by you guys. No one came out there.
And I was the last person down there.
We were standing there waiting.
Yes, this is where we're going.
So there's an old
we won't be able to go in it, but there's an old prohibition tunnel from there.
Oh, fine.
That runs under town.
To go in there.
I'm going to see if Tom can talk to the owners and see if we can get keys to it.
Yeah.
And see if we can walk that. So hopefully.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Well, Hassie said that she can see dead people, but she could be mocking us.
Maybe.
Yeah. But that's fine if she isn't really like known the story. Because, you know, I've heard a lot of stories, but
the melting pot
Danielle.
Bathroom.
Everyone says that about it. But
the thing is, so my first husband worked there, and they do a lot of like ghost hunts, but it's all like a more commercialized ghost hunts now. And him working there, he's like, it's not haunted
at all.
We've
tried to get
I don't feel
it,
anything there either,
in.
Daniel. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've never felt anything in there. Yeah.
Never. I haven't either.
I would be more apt to believe that you would get feelings from the parking lot of Ranky Brothers.
Or Stearns Park.
Or Stearns Park. But in that Ranky.
There's been several people that have taken their lives in that park.
Really?
Well,
I wouldn't think Melting Pot, but right next door. The Essex Hotel.
There at Reinke Brothers in that parking lot is where the original hanging
prison.
Tree.
Oh yeah.
Really?
Was at.
Yeah.
And so in Littleton, that's where they from the rumors that I understand.
Yeah.
Was where they carried out their justice.
Right.
Wow.
And their corporal punishment there was in that vicinity of. North of Reinke Brothers area, there was a big lot.
We
big
have
trees.
To check that out,
right?
Littleton, if you know Littleton, I mean,
there's a lot
my
of history.
Entire life, I've lived in Littleton.
Yeah.
Nicely done.
What the heck is that?
That's my baby.
I love you.
Essex Hotel. I have a lot of stories about the Essex Hotel.
What did she say?
Keep going down.
Danielle's my girlfriend there.
Ooh, on accident.
What?
Wait, how does he accidentally kill her?
All right.
That's
another story.
Accidental
erotic asphyxiation.
Okay.
That's what I was saying.
All right, Hessie, finally. All right, excellent. Perfect. I once woke up. Go ahead. You want to read it out?
No.
You read it out loud.
No, you read it.
All right. I once woke up, I swear to God, my father was standing over me. It really shook me up, and I was about...
Oh, sorry.
That's all right.
Sorry.
10 minutes late.
Oh, sorry. Sorry.
That's okay.
Oh, what is going on?
Hesse is a guy. I'm so sorry, man. Hesse is a guy. I once woke up, I swear to God, my father was standing over me. It really shook me up. I was about 10 minutes late going to work because of it. I shook after it. Anyways, it was a really foggy morning, and because of the fog, there was a really bad pileup on the road to work that had killed about 10 people.
Oh, wow. That's what kept you.
Oh, man.
He kept you alive.
Yes.
He kept you alive.
That's crazy.
He woke up and shook you up. Sorry, Hesse.
Hassie.
In most stories,
it's Hassie.
And most stories like that too. It always is like a sign. They're letting you know something's about to happen.
I agree.
Okay, so now let's bring us all the way back around to the Mothman. Okay,
he's given a sign. Do not cross
the
bridge.
Was the Mothman some sort of a angelic apparition that was apparition?
That's because he said Danielle freaks him out.
Oh, I'm thinking she's going to tell us that don't freak out because this is how he killed her.
Yeah, exactly. An apparition that was an angelic that was warning the town. I would love to know, what time. I mean,
how
I'm
do
sure
we get a hold of someone who actually
it was
saw
there?
It,
yeah. We go there. We call there.
We can give it a shot.
We
try
start
to reach out to people
calls.
There. Yeah,
that's what, how. They're 2 hours ahead of us, it's 10:30 there. So let's Google bars in Hesse, and let's just cold call them.
Cold call?
Totally.
Yeah.
This is what I would do in the radio. So,
yeah, absolutely.
You're good at this.
What's it called? Bars in Point Pleasant,
West Virginia.
We'll just Google them up right now. Mothman Urban Legend Bar, the Buffalo Wing Bar. All right. What we're going to do is we're just going to see what would happen if we called one of them.
Yeah.
And they said.
See what they think what it was.
What's the first question? We're in the middle of a live podcast.
Urban Legend.
My name is Sean Swallow. I'm calling with the Everything Swallow podcast. We're trying to find out a little bit more information about the legend of the Mothman. Do you have any personal experience you could share with us?
That's too many words.
Okay, but that was a pretty good question.
Yeah.
I just kept rambling.
You rambled.
Bitch!
You rambled too much.
Oh, man. Okay. It worked, though.
Yeah.
Who else wants to try? Dana, you try it to the next bar. All right. Let's see. Here we go. Let's see. Also,
she's like, I got drinks to pour. I ain't got time for this.
All right. I am looking for the Mothman. Is he there?
My grandmother always says that when she gets pictures developed of him, yes, it still gets pictures developed, there's always an aura around him.
Oh,
now, this is Hassan.
Oh.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
I guess I did say a lot of words there.
You did throw out a lot of words really quick. She's like, wait a minute. Yeah, I got to go.
Wait, do you hear all these people in the background?
I'm trying to pour drinks. That place is busy.
It was. That's why she didn't
have
time for you.
They're all looking for the Mothman.
She's like, get to the point. You order or not, asshole?
All right. How about the courtside bar and
give it a shot.
Who wants to go?
Oh, that is all. You got this.
You got this. This has been your job for years.
What?
If you can think that fast, how come you never fucking do it at all? What the hell?
Right?
That was so fast.
That's awesome.
Wow. I have to tell you to use your words. That was like
Free Child says to ask for the manager.
Ask for the manager. Oh, okay. Well, I think a female should do it.
They'll know.
My name is Sean Swallow from the Everything Swallow podcast, and I really like to talk to you about my man. Right now, do you have your boobs up? Because if you do, you should also send us a picture of you and the Mothman. This is podcast played by Swallow.
Stop. Man, you're making the vein on the side of your head
I always thought you recorded and you sped things up on air, and I clearly see that that's not the case.
Dude, he like nailed that. He was spot on. Not even like a blip. Yeah, like I would be like, hello, Mothman.
Mothman,
I'm like a salesman. Hello, my name is Sean. Would you like to buy a vacuum? It's closed dirty ears. Vacuum dirty ears. You've closed dirty ears.
Let me suck your floor.
It's just a floor we get you when it comes in sexual fast. You gotta get it all in there.
You'd be the greatest rainbow salesman ever.
You know what? I did do cold call, like carpet cleaning.
Okay.
For a little while. Once there. Like that.
That's why you were so good at cleaning your carpet after the party.
Right.
I get it.
Absolutely.
Well, we could probably not at 10 o'clock at night call someone.
Probably not in their busiest time.
Take a phone call. You know, obviously, you can see how easy it is. Let's just call someone else.
Yeah.
Hello, you're right.
They're like, we're serving drinks. Call us tomorrow at noon when we open.
Grubhub. Let's order Grubhub from there.
I wonder what that cost would be. Do the Stanley Hotel. Like, call them?
Can we speak to the bellhop?
Let's see.
No, I think it's better.
No, that's great.
I think it's better if you plan a trip and then you go up and you talk to locals.
Get their stories and stuff like that.
Yeah, not do what I just did.
No.
We'll call Jack Nicklaus.
Ask Jack Nicklaus what's going on.
Oh, my God.
All right. Well, we're going to have to do some ghost hunting.
Yes.
But we're pushing 2 hours.
Yeah.
I think we're going to wrap
this up. This flies by.
Man.
It happens fast when you're looking for ghosts.
Yeah.
Be on the camera crew. Freak Child, you got it.
That's
We will have to do another podcast after the ghost hunt on the 4th.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And see.
Recap.
We're keeping you busy, Mary.
Yeah, right?
We'll do a podcast that night, and then we'll do a recap of it ourselves. Yeah. And then we'll all have to get together and do a recap.
Yes, definitely.
Maybe the whole team. We've got room for more people in here.
Yeah, absolutely.
We can plug them in somewhere.
Only if I can get a koozie like this.
I know. Everyone loves this.
Wild Child. No,
Heather.
Who is it?
Yes.
Heather. Crazy Linda.
Crazy Linda.
Crazy Linda.
Crazy Linda. We need some.
Yes.
We need some
Danielle,
koozies.
You're coming for sure, man.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
You're wearing the aluminum hat, baby. You're coming.
And we're wrapping you in bubble wrap, so if anything touches you,
that's right. Tinfoil.
No, she gets to wear a freaking tube top and short shorts. Because if anything touches her, I want to see the red mark of evidence.
Yes.
Yeah. Sorry, you're getting scratched.
And we do. Our team does allow people to come and join if they really want to join
and we're not like a part-time maybe investigator with you or.
We're always looking, you know. We will have some positions that we're gonna, you know, post open and stuff at some point. But
is this a paying gig?
No.
It's
voluntary, baby.
Yeah, that's right.
It's
voluntary.
It's for all the love of the love.
That's right.
What do you think we're all doing here?
That's right.
Exactly.
But especially if somebody gets
us
into
right
a
now,
place.
Edgar.
If somebody gets us into a place, obviously they can come with us.
Absolutely.
They can play with the toys and everything like that we use and stuff.
Edgar can hook us up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We need some
people find me.
Yeah. Dead people find her. Interesting. Well, our light has not gone off. We've been doing our own little investigation. We've been using your...
I think you saved all the
bad yesterday. It would be an iridescent light bulb, incandescent light bulb flashlight, not an LED light.
Not an LED.
What about this? I just want to say this right now. So, anyone listening to this podcast later, because we'll post it later, even though it's live right now.
Oh, my gosh.
If you have ever had... an experience.
Let's go.
Or feel like something is in their house. Would you guys come out and check it out?
Absolutely. We do that all the time.
If anybody wants that, we can absolutely come and check it out.
Because I knew a lady who thought that she had a portal in her house.
Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah. And we've gone to some houses that have a ton of energy? And stuff going on.
Okay.
And we try to help them. Tracy and stuff will perform sage and stuff like that. Some other things we've brought out, like shamans and stuff.
Yeah.
Well, obviously it's working.
Yeah, absolutely.
What does that say there?
Hassie says, I'm assuming he's in Ireland.
Oh.
And so anytime that we want to come to Ireland, Hassie said he can.
Yes. I have wanted to go there.
He can show us around some haunted spot.
Don't you think that out there in Ireland there would just be fields?
Yes.
There's so much more history.
It is.
I think that's my homeland.
Yeah.
I think I'm Irish.
You feel it inside?
Well, every person in my family is redheaded.
Oh yeah, you're totally Irish.
So I believe that I'm Irish, and I can go.
So freckly.
Lucky charms.
You're so freckly.
That was rude. I'm sorry. That was rude. But I do. That is my homeland.
I would love to go there.
Yeah.
One, I want to do like the drinking tours they do.
Oh my gosh.
Oh,
I want to kiss the Blarney Stone.
That's what I was just going to say.
Yeah. I want to hang upside down.
I want to see.
Put my face right
Dropkick
on there.
Dropkick Murphys there.
Yes,
how cool would that be to see them play there?
The band?
Yes.
Yeah. I think
they're still kicking.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were playing. They just played at the Ogden.
I was going to say, have they played here?
Last year they played at Ogden.
Did they play the festival at Clement Park recently?
Hey, are Banshees Irish?
Banshees, I believe, are Irish.
I think they are. Maybe that's your connection, Daniel.
I want to say Danielle's 93.9% Irish. She knows it down to the point.
Oh, yes.
She's feisty.
I want to say swab.
I want to
say Banshees are like
love you, Edgar, bro.
Scottish?
Matey, bro.
Not Scottish. Where Dracula's at. Where Transylvania.
All
that. Yes. I want to say Banshees are from there. Oh. That area. That European area.
Oh, they're Celtic.
Celtic.
Yeah, Hasse says Banshees are Celtic.
Okay.
Scandinavia.
Yes,
we do have a Facebook page you can check out.
Yeah, all of our everything swallow. it's easy to really or easy to find.
Why do we keep coming on this show?
Who's on whose show at this point right now?
I know.
I think we're on
your
show.
We are posting this as well.
Yeah, I think we're on your show.
That's so great.
Yeah, you know,
Mary, it is Code 3 Paranormal. It's where you'll find us on Facebook.
and all of our evidence, everything we post is on there. And you can reach out to us through that.
That's right. Well, I'm telling you what. You heard a banshee once. Okay.
Oh,
I've been listening to the podcast. I know. A lot of these
Once you
podcasts,
hear it, though, don't you die?
No, I think that it can never be unheard.
Oh.
So what does that mean?
That means that it maybe it haunts your inner ear.
Like you're dreaming of it?
Or your inner
always
ear.
Hearing it.
You know what I mean?
That's a noise you hear.
I thought it was what you heard before you died. Let's see.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. Interesting.
That's what I was all the story I always had.
Well,
yeah.
Are you on it? The Banshees?
Mm-mm.
No, you're not. No.
She
when you hear it,
website.
Someone else dies.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
Creepy.
I knew it was something along that line. Okay.
Because what if it's like one of three of you?
What happens when you hear the Banshee scream? Exactly.
Let's see.
According to Vaults Live, this apparition is said to be so shocking as a result of the blood streaming down her face from her eyes.
Ooh.
As a result of mourning for so long, the Banshee's tears are said to go from just that, tears, to actual blood.
Wow.
He heard it the night his grandfather died.
Amazing.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Hmm.
Crazy.
I know.
Banshee, that's unfortunate. I'm sorry that happened. And so do you continue to hear the scream in like your dreams?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Was it a premonition or a precursor to the passing of your grandfather? And I'm sorry that you lost your grandfather, by the way.
Yes.
You know what I mean? But was it a precursor? Was it
at the taking of the spirit?
At the taking of the spirit.
Let's see.
Yeah, no,
I haven't heard it since. So it's...
Huh.
Yeah.
Interesting. Makes you wonder if that's when you're actually like leaving your body.
Yeah. Yes.
You know?
That's the sound.
A release.
I want to go to Ireland.
Now. Oh, me too.
I got a passport.
And Groupon is you can go there for $600 right now. Oh. Groupon.
What?
Oh, Groupon is the way to travel.
Will you buy that and I'll get it back to you?
Yeah, of course,
of those. And I'll come back.
That's flight and hotel.
Oh, yeah. I'll give you my
yeah.
You got me.
I got you.
Here, write your IOU.
Handshake. Let's pick up a couple of. I don't have a credit card on me ever. I've never had one, so if you can have
you
one.
Can
never ever.
You need, no. Nope. And you probably want the frequent flyer points anyway.
Well, yeah, of course.
Yeah, so pick those up. My mom passed away on October the 14th, and a kid was born at the very same time.
What,
wow.
What year?
Was that this year?
Yeah.
And what time?
That was every day.
Because that's our son's birthday.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what I'm just
10,
saying.
14 again.
Yeah.
Freak Child is friggin' on
I'm
it.
I'm telling you. Yeah, there is something sharp. About it. Maybe it's just that day in history. Is
maybe.
Just timeless.
2017.
No, that was after.
That was so
But maybe
long
something
ago.
Happens around that time every year.
Maybe 10, 14, 10 is a rib.
Yeah, 8 years.
8 years.
Whoa. Look. good at math after. Yeah. Cheers.
Cheers. Yes. Hey,
oh, that was the pregnant cheers.
Cheers, baby. So like to... I should get you some water.
All right, now, we're done with, I think, this paranormal part of the podcast.
Okay.
No, we got another 2 hours in us.
I want to talk breast milk.
Okay.
All right. All right.
Okay.
Landon, go to bed.
Right. Landon. No more listening, Landon.
Landon, text me if you remember if it was sweet or not.
Yeah.
We talked about it this morning. We had some – or yesterday. I don't remember what it was when we talked about it. But people – someone texted in. Scott, mostly. Luckily, he's probably at a bar right now playing a gig. But he said he
wanted – it's a boobie. It's a boobie.
Freak Child does not believe in breasts.
Unless you slap him on his
breast. So I'm wondering –
got milk.
As someone who is in the current process of the production of breast milk.
Right.
Yeah.
Have you tried the breast milk? Have you had the breast milk? Is it breasty milk? Is it
breasty milk?
Is it more?
It is breasty milk.
Cow milk? It's goat milk?
No, it's like a sweet cream.
It's very sweet.
Danielle has also sees ghosts with breast milk.
Yes.
Squirts it in their mouth.
Do you know that breast milk is used for so many different things? Like my girlfriend, she just had a baby in November and her youngest daughter that just turned 2 got hand, foot, mouth. And she literally was just would be squirting it into a cup, pouring it on her face and her hands to help heal her. And
used it as like a lotion, a topical application.
They let her drink some of it so that it would coat her throat.
Would you squirt some on this rash I have on my leg?
cured it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See?
Well,
it has great healing properties.
Interesting. Well,
I'll make you some cookies
save some and see if it cures
some.
Hey, men's sperm cures acne.
Yeah, I have a book upstairs called On My Face. And I swear, just to go off topic.
That is exactly what it says.
It was sent to the radio station, and it's a whole fictional story about a guy whose semen cures acne. It's not true. It doesn't work.
Yeah.
It's not true.
How do you know it's not true?
Anyways, because I read it from a friend. I want to stay on the breast milk thing. Someone said they were using it to make yogurt.
Yeah.
In their Instapot.
I don't know.
Instapot breast milk yogurt.
I don't know. Wouldn't that spoil it?
Vanilla. No. Well, they've got to make it somehow.
You have to make it hot. Instapot has a yogurt button on it.
Ours doesn't.
But yours does.
I don't want a yogurt button.
My old one did.
Yes.
Yeah.
You could still make it. It's still the same.
Can we make it for the – that's what we'll make.
What is it? Mary, I want to know. Yep, that was me. That was you. You have a lot of breast milk. What is yep, that was me?
You made it. You made a breast milk yogurt.
You had it,
or you have.
Or yo, she said she knew someone who did it. That's right.
Now I want to ask
Hassie, because he's in Ireland. They have different practices. Do they have a different way of practicing with breast milk? Because you can buy frozen breast milk on Craigslist right now.
Well, no,
that's kind of dangerous.
I mean, I like to consider myself a breast milk connoisseur.
Making the yogurt with the breast milk, Dana thinks would kill all the good stuff.
Yeah, if you heat it up, wouldn't it kill?
Well, in the microwave, if you had to have to heat it a special way, slowly.
You have to
have the right button. Push the button.
Push the correct button.
That's right.
That's how it all began.
Food.com, it
says breast
milk.
We don't even say the
yogurt.
Word breast milk in public over here.
Really? Oh. Wow.
What do you
say?
So,
like in America right now, there are these mid-20s to 29-year-old little defiant girls out there that are like, you know what? I am in the middle of church. I feel like my kid needs to have some breast milk.
And they just whip it out.
The tit right out.
And I've got no problem with it.
In a zoo? I don't have a problem with it either. I actually do not have a problem with it. But it's at
the booby.
You should cover yourself up because there are
children.
Other people that do have problems
and
with
other
it.
Other children.
Just respect that big of a deal to
Is
cover
it really,
it?
You know, your kid's not going to get all, if he gets hot, fan him or whatever. But.
Well, this is what I have to say about it. If you're willing
But I'm not against open breastfeeding it off. That's what you need to do it.
then you cannot get offended by people looking at or watching. 100%.
They can't be like, what are you looking at? Well, looking at your tits. What are you doing?
Because now, if you're standing there whacking off, that's a whole other story. if you're walking by and you look over as you're walking by and someone's sitting openly on the bench at the zoo and she has her breast out breastfeeding, which is natural and beautiful, I might take a 3 or 4 second extra look.
Yes. Right. But why can't we milk ourselves in public then?
Sean.
Well, that's a little different.
That's awkward. You know breasts are overrated.
I don't know about that one. They're over-sexualized.
I believe that.
That's what I mean.
But like,
I feel like they're overrated as well. You have to fucking carry them around. They're overrated, man.
Trust me.
They are overrated. They suck halfway through the day. You're like, fucking fuck. Where's my little
right? He looked at me and like, you know, mine grow, of course. But now I'm like, my tank top just won't stay on. And I just say, fuck it. And I just start walking to the bathroom. He's like, well, hello. And I'm like, they're just boobs.
Not to us. You know what? Why don't you walk behind me and carry them for me?
Danielle breastfed her child until they were 7.
Well, she has more than she had 4 kids.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I've heard of that age.
That seems to be more common.
My sister, I said it the other day. My sister breastfed consecutively for 16 years.
Oh my gosh, she had
8 children every 2 years. And so she just always had one on the boob, and some of them breastfed till they were till they could talk and come over and be like, "I'm hungry, mom," and would just lift her shirt.
That's two. I saw that in the grocery store. This kid came up and had to have been 5, 6, and says, "I'm thirsty, I'm thirsty," and she just sat him up on the cart as she's pushing and walked her boob out, and they started sucking. I said,
"Yes,
that's too old. That's too old."
Freaking King that, Super.
Yes,
that might. I would have been like,
"Oh, that's beautiful."
I would have taken a picture of her.
This is going on Reddit. I'm sorry. You did this to yourself.
Yes, absolutely.
This is not my fault that I'm taking a picture of you.
Absolutely.
Because your kid is
What's up, Benji? Exactly. Clean up on aisle 4.
Non-dairy aisle.
So
tits rule.
They do rule. Yes, they do. Jeez Louise.
That is hilarious. Where were you at?
I was at the King Supers. Actually, this is...
Tell me just a city name.
It was Aurora.
Yeah.
Okay.
Parker 25.
You have to be specific.
2225.
We have been to... Listen, you go to the Walmart in Littleton.
Yeah.
You go to the Walmart in Aurora. So you go to the Walmart like in Lone Tree, and you're going to have 3 completely different experiences.
Yes. Yes.
You're going to find completely 3 different...
products. Yeah.
Yeah.
Inventory is the word I was going to use.
So every remote that Sean ever did all across the city, because they sometimes would be hour away, hour plus away, right?
Yeah.
So while we're there, it was like, okay, I'm going to go to Walmart while you're here.
Yeah.
And I go to Walmart, and then I'd come back with something. He'd be like, where'd you get that? I'm like, Walmart.
He's like, I've never seen
that. They don't have that
at Walmart. Yeah. Right.
Yep.
Yeah.
Right.
Kind of became a game.
Well, I think what's super fun. Is that how? What are you, trimester 2?
Yes, I'm in the second trimester.
Oh my God, you're going to have milk here in a few weeks.
Right?
No,
puppy.
Not that soon. Not that soon.
All right, so we're talking 6, 8 weeks. We got some milk.
We'll be over.
Luckily, she just found us a recipe for breast milk White Russians.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
No.
Sweet with the Kahlua.
You can have mine.
You can have mine. I'm lactose intolerant. I can just have a little on my tongue.
You know what? This might cure it.
Yeah. It has great healing properties.
Wow. Yes.
Way to make it gross.
We're going
to
rub some on your face. You never know.
Yeah.
Right?
Maybe I won't be so shiny.
If I put it in my hair, will it take my gray away?
Maybe we can find out for you.
What can we really do with it? Let's make it into some salve.
And rub it on our rashes or something.
What?
Yeah, you can all the way till the end.
Yeah,
100%.
Boob milk is very sugary.
Yes,
Don't judge me.
Do you think being pregnant makes you
I'm not judging, Edgar. I'm down. I want to try it.
Yeah,
I've never tried it. I want to try it.
I'm just horny 24/7 to begin with. That's
well,
the problem.
Me too. So that's what I'm asking. Edgar. It doesn't like... Well,
be real.
Nothing more.
Yeah.
I think maybe... I think through the first trimester, it definitely made me less because I... Don't judge me.
Nobody's judging me here. I've had it myself.
There we go.
He's excited about
it. All right, I'm
it.
Telling you. Well, maybe not white Russians. White Russians. Right, that just feels like too much. Maybe we have, like, espressos.
Go big or go home, you know?
Okay. Listen, wrangle it in. I asked her if being pregnant makes you more horny.
Does it?
No. Well, I like I said, not the first trimester, you're just so bloated and just so...
Like, I'm pregnant.
Yeah. And, well, shoot, you're like, at the end of the day, he's like, damn, what happened to you? Your belly's huge because you're so bloated.
Yeah.
And then...
like, suck a dick.
Yeah.
Throwing a fucking baby in
what
me.
What the hell are you doing, asshole?
You know what I did today? Created a fucking thousand things in there.
I screw skin on our kid.
Alien.
Oh, yes. You know what? I developed a liver today.
Really craving a steak.
But you don't just want more sex?
I always want it all the time. That's the problem the first place. But
yeah.
I think definitely second trimester, you get your stamina back.
Oh, and you're right. Like, the stamina or the desire?
The
desire.
Stamina and the desire. Because but first trimester, you're so tired, you can barely even
I like how Danielle put this.
What? It does.
Yes, it's
sometimes
true.
Sometimes you crave the dick.
Yeah. And I think, actually, they say as you go further along towards the third trimester,
yeah.
I think,
fourth trimester. Your,
well, there's no four.
Oh.
Hey, listen. Four is she won.
That baby is out.
Home run, right?
I just went with it. I'm like, yeah, fourth.
The fourth trimester, you can't have sex at that point, okay? Because you already pushed the baby out.
Oh, right.
You have to wait, give it a
that's
little rest.
That's post-episiotomy.
Now you just got to come on my tits.
Exactly. Oh, wait. Hassie says he actually never craves the dick.
Well, that is good.
Yeah. I don't either.
That is good.
I don't either.
Oh, she says, Danielle says, you can't get more pregnant.
It's true.
Yeah,
true.
So well, what the hell? Bring them on, boys.
That's a lie.
Yeah.
Unless you are those people that end up having two uteruses.
Oh, right.
How many people have got dual uteruses?
And that's that very
is,
rare.
That
but...
is a uterus and not just a uterus. I stole that from Homer.
Put
yeah, totally. So there are people that can develop two different babies from two different dudes and two different
uteruses. Yes, that has happened.
I think we saw that on a CSI episode.
Yes, I think so.
Yeah. It's called the super slut.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Just packing them away.
Babies out of both sides.
What? Two pussies.
It has to, yeah.
Whoa.
That's right. One left, one right. I just said that. Did you ever see that girl who had
that's
two
called a whore.
Pussies? And she was the brother of the dude who had two dicks. Now, did you see the guy that had the two dicks?
Yes.
Now that guy is the real thing.
So how do you do the shocker then on a girl with both?
That's too? Called... I don't even know.
The spork?
That's called the taser. That's called the death penalty. I think. Yeah, it's called the electric chair.
Like arm by me, one of them.
Interesting. It's called
a hooer.
Oh, my
gosh, that's hilarious.
Well, let's just find out what Google has to say.
Dun, dun, dun.
Woman born with two vaginas.
Showing pictures that match.
Oh! Wow, there are pictures. Look at her go.
No
she
way.
Looks nice.
Do you shave one and leave the other bushy? How does that work?
Because one is Lucy and one is Goofy.
Yeah, got, looking it right up.
Got your 80s yep, and your 2000s.
34-year-old Laura Cotter was born with two uterus distoplopata. That was... two uteruses at one time.
I love Danielle, what? Too.
One in the stink, two in the pink.
I'm sorry. It was better than Amber read it. You know why it's funny? Because it's true.
Yeah. Oh, I'm dying.
We need to get this girl on the show.
She just come over. over.
She come over.
Yeah, she could have been here.
Damn you, Danielle. Yeah. Put some headphones on.
Have another microphone.
No doubt.
Oh, my God. Fucking hilarious. Hilarious.
Holy crap.
That's great.
Oh, we need to wrangle this in. We need to pump the brakes on this.
We have
multiple,
too much
money. This multiple genital talk.
Should I add this ending part to my platform?
This is a broad show.
We covered a lot of shit.
We have gone full circle this whole started
and
with Mothman, and here
we
are.
Yeah. A lot of questions.
So how do we turn it back around? Does Mothman have a dick?
Can we get back to it?
That's a good question. Is it a he or is it a she? Or maybe it's just shim.
Shim. Yes, yes.
Them. They.
All right, I got to ask Cassie. Is there Bigfoot in Ireland?
Yes.
Ooh, yeah.
Is there Bigfoot in Ireland?
I've never heard of it in Ireland. Only like Russia, Siberia,
right. Well,
here.
In Russia, it's...
It's Yeti.
The Yeti. Yeah. Or the one that Luke Skywalker cut the arm off of.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, pronouns. Say that six times. It's a weird word. Pronoun.
Are you saying poo-noun?
Poo-nanny.
Herpes. Is it herpes? Or hairpiece? Am I wearing a hairpiece? Or do I have a hairpiece? Hairpiece? Hairpiece.
All right, there it is.
Troy needs a hairpiece. Luckily, he doesn't have
hairpiece. I love it. It was a great show.
Harry and the Hendersons. We have a picture with him. Oh, my God, he was in our car.
Oh, we did.
We picked him up.
Were you in a Jack Links commercial?
What is this? Some sort of nerd. We were driving in Bailey. And we were chilling. And all of a sudden, there was this freaking dude. And he was hitchhiking.
I saw
there was
a sign down there.
And we were like, hey, let's pick this guy up. He obviously needs a shave. So
that's right. Yes.
Back in the car. And there he is.
That's awesome.
It was so nice of him to take that selfie.
That
was
so sweet.
What a guy. What a guy. Where'd you drop him off at so I can find him?
You know what? I actually, he's had the best week.
He smells so good.
Oh, my God. And we rolled to smoke this joint. somewhere by Tiny Town.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because he wanted to go to Tiny Town because when he goes there, it's really small.
He's running that soap company now, the Sasquatch Soap. Have you seen the ads for that?
Yeah. I'm gonna share this photo for the photo of this podcast.
All right.
So that everyone can see that we're not fakers, man. We have
legit.
We have been with Bigfoot.
I'm about Sean knocks every time.
Every time I go camping, I knock at night. I go whoop, whoop. Like Bobo does.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
You can listen to his podcast too. That's Bigfoot Chronicles.
Chronicles.
I listen to that one as well. Watch the documentary Freak did about the Chicago, about what?
Existence
oh, about
of
the exist. What, it doesn't exist? It does not exist. Divergent. Yes. Nice.
It doesn't exist.
Yeah. So we're going to catch Bigfoot this year.
Yes, that'd be so much fun.
With the camper?
Yes.
Are you going to run him over?
No,
or are you just going to invite him in?
I think Bigfoot is attracted to canvas camping trailers.
He needs a place to sleep, too. I get it.
No, he's got a place to sleep.
What erotic noise coming out of them?
Because I make a lot
of grunting
noises.
He's
going to
wait outside. when the campers are rocking, you can't come a knock in, so he's going to wait outside, okay?
Look through the crack in the window.
Sometimes when we're out camping, we can be known to make a lot of loud grunting noises.
There's no other way.
So I have been known to try to call Bigfoot during the act of lovemaking.
Just scaring him off.
You know, it's a, like, it's a sexual scent too.
Oh, Shana. And they do those deep grunts. Like,
yes, you got to get deep, deep lock.
She's just pointing the dick at you.
All right.
I love it.
I accept. Oh, we're going to the mirror. Mom snaps Bigfoot figure in an Irish forest, but others say it could be ghost of passengers killed in a plane.
What?
Ooh, let's see.
It's like a two for
this
one.
This is great. Oh, look at that photo.
Wow.
It totally looks like Sasquatch.
Well, right, look at those skinny arms. Those kind of look like...
You got to hit the gym. Where's he going to find a gym?
He skipped leg day.
The forest is Bigfoot's gym. Haven't you ever heard that he would throw like big logs? What's the bummer? What's going on? You having a rash? Appear? Did you just get scratches from an apparition?
There's nothing.
I don't know. Look at this.
That just happened?
This just happened. I didn't have it a few minutes ago.
Huh. Are you for real?
I'm dead serious because I was looking at this earlier.
Shut up.
I'm dead serious. This just happened.
There's nothing sharp.
It's totally possible. There's floating needles all around.
Wait a minute. Look at it. Oh, that's pretty fresh.
I'm telling you, earlier I was going like this, looking at this, because I've had this for a couple days. That was not
He's a picker.
That was not
Wait a minute, that's not a pick thing. That's like you know, across a board or something.
And I haven't.
That's a brand new tablecloth.
Where's the heroin needle here?
The bird did it.
It's interesting. Well, I'm going to just say, I'm going to give an opportunity right now. I'm going to say it out loud. We have the flashlight. If you scratch Troy, just give us a flash. One flash.
Turn on for me.
One small flash.
I'm going to shit myself.
I know.
All right. Now, back to this mom who took a photo of what she believes was a Bigfoot in Ireland, the furry creature. Mm-hmm. It was furry. It does definitely look furry. Mm-hmm, she believed that she had a sixth sense, and then she took a photo, saw it there, spooky tales. She seems normal.
Yeah, she's awesome.
Yeah.
She's not real. Gorgeous. She's a vampire. Yeah, look at those eyes.
Look at her dog. It seems fine. Look at that forest.
Dude, it looks beautiful.
Is that a real forest?
It looks creepy.
Is that what a forest in Ireland looks like?
You don't walk anywhere alone.
Let's go there.
Yeah, we're looking at this article that you just sent us.
We'll go there, and we're going to take that dog with us.
And I want to know, Hassie, if in these photos there's a picture of the German Shepherd standing in a forest. Is that what the forest looked like in Ireland?
Right. Yeah, you don't go anywhere.
Don't go in there.
Yeah.
Wow.
Look at
that penis thing.
There's magical
look at that penis thing.
I think that's a stick.
She's 49. She has no clue what it was. But
I thought you were
going to
say she's 49 and she's single. And she's very active. Love to hike. Is a dog lover to the end.
I'm reading the article. I'm not making up a narrative.
I'm sorry.
It's not the same. Ever just peeing. Ever just pregnant leaked.
You would like a date with her? You just message us right now. 515-472. You're doing really good there.
So the dogs are fine.
She's gorgeous.
They are fine. They run around.
She is beautiful.
Uh-huh.
But her eyes don't look real. Like, she does not look real.
Bright contacts.
Her ears perked up. All of a sudden,
Or are they?
She's
right. Right.
It looked like it had the body of a beast.
Ooh.
Hello.
Let's see.
She snapped the photos. Here we go. I couldn't see what the dogs were looking at. I kept thinking, oh, my gosh, there's something out here.
That's it.
Yep, that was the end of the story. Huh. It all adds up to odd things, and I never knew what it was, and I have no idea what the shape was in the pictures that I took.
Yeah, look at the very first one again.
Yeah, so let's go back and look at the pictures. By the way, she's 49.
I bet that she took that photo of herself in the forest before she saw Bigfoot.
Yeah, I bet you that's the selfie. The selfie from the day. You're still laughing.
That's my holder. Her koozie. Yeah. Rub it on your face.
very interesting.
Pride contest. So, I don't know. They're pretty blue. Those
no,
could
I'm
be
saying
her
vampire.
Eyes.
I don't think those are
I've seen
eyes.
Twilight. That's how it looks.
Contacts. Colored contacts.
I don't know, but wherever she's at, it's freaking beautiful.
Yeah,
I
it
go
is.
There.
Beautiful.
All right. So, Hassie, how many rooms you got there at your place?
Yeah.
we're looking at the story. You sent us a link, and then when you scroll down, it's very interesting. Well, I don't know what it was, but it is a very creepy photograph.
Yeah, it is. And a creepy forest.
And I feel like...
We need to go there.
That we should make a trip there. But maybe we won't see her, you know. We
you
could.
Never know.
If you want to date
she's
her...
She's just hanging out in the forest.
Five-bed house no. with wow, only me.
You never know.
Five-bedroom house with only Hassie. That doesn't sound like the beginning of a horror movie. We'll be right over, bro. Me and my friends are going to come and do a ghost investigation at your house.
Bring
go
a
to Netflix.
Bring a girl for me.
We are. I'm hey. Going
Tracy.
To.
Tracy,
we're
single.
We're bringing two.
Might okay, wait, wait, wait. Couple. Hassie, you need to send us a picture.
It doesn't matter. I don't
Tracy.
Care. He sounds fine.
Okay, cool.
Living in an enchanted
listen,
forest by himself.
It turns out that there's not a whole lot of options for your friends or ours. So, Hassie might be the best thing going for all of us. I may be dating this guy before 2 years old.
We're all dating him.
Yeah, right? Awesome. That's cool. I'm going to investigate. I'm going to look. I like that kind of story.
Yeah.
I like reading and listening
yes.
to those kind
yes,
of things.
Yes, absolutely.
And I have been listening to some stories, some things from across the pond, which that's where that would be.
Oh, right. Yes.
And it is the motherland. We should go there.
Yeah.
That'd be beautiful.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm down.
Bring a girl. Oh, we already told him. We're going to bring four.
All right.
Four girls.
All right. I think this has been a good podcast.
Oh, absolutely.
It's been
yeah,
fun.
You know.
Dang,
I love the buttons. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay.
You.
Sorry. Okay.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay. Everyone bow.
Bow. Earlier when I told that joke. That was so good. Hey, listen. It's not how we end the podcast.
Wait, how do wait, I send wait. A picture for Tracy? He's all lit up. I'm not kidding. Hey, Tracy.
Oh. What's up with you, girl?
You can send it to
everythingswallowpodcast@gmail.com.
Everythingswallowpodcast@gmail.com.
Oh, and I would like to say this. If you need some ghost
and,
hunters,
hey,
can I say that?
Yeah.
What's your address? Your
email
address.
Not your home.
Oh, your email address.
No, don't come home.
You guys looked at each other like, whoa, 2619 South Main Street.
We just do it through the Facebook or Instagram.
Yeah, do it.
So you can find us in either of those. It's just code 3 paranormal with the number 3.
All right. On Facebook
Yeah,
or
on Facebook.
Instagram?
Facebook's the best way.
Okay.
We're most active on there.
All right.
All the evidence.
Oh.
Is on
there. Oh, yeah.
Does Hassie have a face?
Yeah, screenshot that, right?
We will send her the email.
Absolutely.
All right. Hey, Hassie, listen, I would love if you're willing to, if you would email everythingswallowpodcast@gmail.com your address in Ireland.
Ooh,
so that
Christmas
Shana
card.
And I could send you an Everything Swallow Podcast Christmas card.
That'd be so great.
To cheer up your, because we have not yet sent a Christmas card off of this continent.
Right. That would be awesome.
And it would be really cool for
it
you to be the
first Christmas card
you'll
ever
you
get.
Have been, you got the Christmas
yes,
card.
Yes, we got it. Yes.
And guess what? I'm
what?
Still finding glitter everywhere.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah,
and it would
he
be
needs
our
to
honor.
Be swallowed.
Yeah, we, it would be honored for you to be swallowed by us.
Absolutely.
Just be prepared for it to.
Hey, don't type a judge. Jabber.
Change you.
That's exactly right. Listen, and this goes for everyone right now. We love you. We know it's close to Christmas, but we are not afraid to send Christmas cards out late. So if you'd like to, email us your address, everythingswallowpodcast@gmail.com, and we'll get it out to you. Because it's just been so much fun sending out these cards.
We
get new cards every day, and you loved yours.
Yes.
And that's been the best part about it is to have people's response. Because you realize that photo... It's not us.
Yes, it is. And it's so
I think
sexy.
So.
That's so great.
I think so.
It's not.
So
that's
great.
What I dream about.
Sean, he put his picture over Shayna's face and he's sitting right next to the bed.
You realize it took us 3 months. It took us like six. It was a 6-hour photo shoot to get that photo just
right.
Yeah. EverythingSwallowPodcast@gmail.com. Send your address to us. And let us send you a Christmas card, Hassie. That would be wonderful. I don't know what's the postage to Ireland. I just put a forever stamp on that shit.
Yeah,
right?
I don't know.
Whose is that? Oh my god.
Oh yeah, I saw that tonight. I was going to tell you. Yeah,
I don't know what the postage is.
Oh, that's awesome.
I would love to. This has been a wonderful podcast.
Yeah.
Yes, that is correct, Hassie.
I must be swallowed.
Everything swallow. podcast@gmail.com.
Yes, they must be.
Yep,
swallowed.
That is correct. Yep. I tell you, with my doctor, I don't get no respect. I told him I've swallowed a bottle of sleeping pills. He told me have a few drinks, get some
and
rest.
Get some rest.
Awakening to presence. I love it. I love it. Thank you so much.
Follow
that was
us.
Great. Follow us. Send us your address at everythingswallowpodcast@gmail.com. And we'll send you a freaking Christmas card.
Yep.
It's like a Christmas gift.
It was great.
In an envelope.
It was like the greatest card ever.
Classy little cupcake made
yes,
a video getting hers. It was absolutely beautiful.
Yes.
It'll be great.
It's going to be great.
And then make sure and get Tracy in contact with Hassie. Because he's got a 5-bedroom house and he's all by himself.
Yeah.
And Shane and I are going to take one of those bedrooms. So he's got 3 rooms available.
Wait. Yes. What about us? Okay,
so he's
we
got
need
two
one.
More two rooms more. Available.
That's right.
That'll be wonderful. This has been a great podcast.
I don't know
Thank
if you,
you
can make my outro song happen or not. But
you want your song?
No, not ours. I want the Turkey Time song.
You do?
I want the turkey
song. That song.
That still counts for Christmas. I love that stupid song.
I love the turkey song.
He would sit there all day long and sing it over and over. And I'm like, what are you doing?
Buckle up, baby, because it's coming again.
I know. That's why I figured.
Yeah, that one's pretty easy to find.
Is it?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, well.
I know right where it is. Give me a second.
He does need a Christmas song, Mary. He does.
Who does?
You do.
I have one.
What do you mean? Child said that I'm headed up to Street to Eckers to stir up some shit.
Nice.
All right, well, take a recording. Oh. Yeah. This has got fun.
Turkey time, turkey time. Turkey time, turkey time.
Woo, woo, woo.
Turkey time, turkey time. Turkey time, turkey time.
Everybody stand up, let's go.
Gobble, 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 stop. Gobble, 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 stop. Gobble, 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 gobble,
last time, here we go. Turkey time, oh, it's a four time.
Turkey time, turkey time.
I love
my
it.
Turkey time, turkey time. Turkey time.
So this is on your playlist?
I love this song, yes.
Yeah?
Yes. When you played it, I listened to it so much.
Okay, we can't even go to bed without him saying,
oh, really?
Turkey
yeah?
That's
right. Does he do the gobble gobble where you swing
it
back
and
forth?
Gobble gobble.
You gotta do the jump.
And now we have a turkey in the oven.
How do you think the turkey came about?
I love it.
Turkey time. Turkey time. Turkey time.
All right, guys.
Turkey
I think
time. Turkey time.
I think this podcast has lasted long. If you ask me, I mean, I don't know everything, but what I do know is that this podcast has lasted long enough.
It's great.
So this is officially the outro music.
Ba-doop.
So sad.
Thank you so much for being
Good
on
night.
This podcast.
Good
us again.
Thank you, everyone, for joining us.
I want you to know this is the longest podcast we've ever done by
I feel
far.
Special.
Yeah. Not exactly sure how to package this one.
Warning.
It is worth listening to all the way to the end.
Yes.
Right? Yep.
Later, masturbator.
Good night.
Sorry,
who said that?
Has said it.
Masturbator.
Yeah.
Masturbator.
Yeah.
That Hassie. but I think him and Tracy are going to get along.
Yes, just fine.
I'm not sure. This might be him on Facebook. I might have found.
He's beautiful.
He's good looking. At
yeah,
that
yeah he is. Look at that guy.
Look, construction.
How the hell have you already found him on Facebook, you creeper?
Facebook well, would be his name.
Oh, you're creeptastic.
I got to check it out for my girl.
I love
that's
this
right.
guy. All right, stalker.
You betcha.
Maffy, 1974. Thanks for joining us. Make sure and follow us. But we are out
of
here.
Good night.
Bye.
Good night, everybody.